Acme is making your grocery shopping easier than ever. Download the Acme mobile app to find digital deals, earn reward points, or shop for delivery or pickup. Acme, fresh foods, local flavors.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand, presents the Preston and Steve Show podcast. And now, Preston and Steve's news update with Kathy Romano.
And today is Wednesday, it's July 25th. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. In the news this morning, ABC News has obtained the secret audio recording between Donald Trump and his attorney, Michael Cohen. The September 2016 recording between Trump and Cohen includes a short conversation between the two talking about a plan allegedly devised by Cohen to try to purchase the rights to former Playboy model Karen McDougal's story from American Media, Inc., which owns the National Enquirer, since the media company had already bought the rights to her story. Sources tell ABC News Cohen proposed paying about $150,000 to AMI on the audio tape first released by CNN. Trump can be heard discussing the payment with Cohen.
We have audio tape of that if you want to hear it.
Wouldn't you think my collection's complete?
It was secretive.
But I want
very
more.
Secret.
This
is not Trump singing.
Of where they stay or stay in the
must be his.
Still love this movie.
Is it Ivanka? Interesting.
According to a transcript provided by the Trump legal team, Trump wanted to pay via check in order to properly document the payment. Don't pay cash, check, Trump stated, according to the transcript provided by Trump's legal team. McDougal sold her story as an exclusive to the National Enquirer in August of 2016 for $150,000, though the tabloid never published her story, effectively buying her silence about the alleged affair with Trump. Federal prosecutors investigating Cohen are in possession of 12 audio recordings seized during raids of Cohen's home, office, and hotel room, according to new court filings. McDougal, who was a Playmate for the month of December in 1997 and Playmate of the Year in 1998, alleges that she had a 10-month romantic affair with Trump in 2006. Giuliani confirmed to ABC News that Trump did have a discussion with Cohen before the election, but he said that the payment being discussed was never made. Officials said a house that collapsed in Hamilton Township, New Jersey, Monday morning, killing a woman and injuring her two daughters, was caused by long-term untreated water damage.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Hamilton Township Division of Engineering released a report Tuesday citing aging materials and weather as the main factors in the collapse of the South Broad Street home that killed 38-year-old Tika Justice and injured her two daughters. We believe chronic long-term water penetration through the east side exterior wall led to the extensive deterioration, the report said. We speculate that the disintegrating block gave way yesterday morning, leading to several floor joints slipping off of their supports and directly resulting in the catastrophic collapse of the building. That's crazy. Long-term water damage.
Yeah, there was a house near where I live that clearly had some sort of water damage, and it was actually leaning a little bit.
Wow.
And you just knew that eventually it was going to collapse.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
Officials said Justice died shielding her 16-year-old daughter. Her 20-year-old daughter was found chest deep in debris when first responders arrived. A Mega Millions ticket worth $522 million was bought in California. But two others worth a million each were sold in New Jersey. Were you in New Jersey?
No, not since Sunday.
Oh, really?
Right here.
I disconnect from this stuff that I never know there's a big one to purchase tickets
for.
Oh,
yeah. And in fact, sorry to interrupt, but I went ahead and got some Powerball tickets because that's like $147 million. So I'm like,
I should probably try and win that.
That ain't a bad second place.
Oh. Ernie's Liquors in San Jose, California sold the sole winning ticket in Tuesday's drawing. Eight tickets matched the five white balls in the win to win the game's second prize. So there is a winner, and then there's two second prize winners. There are six worth $1 million, and two of those were sold in New Jersey.
So how much does Ernie's get from that?
I guess
10%?
They get 10%, right?
Wow.
I think that's what it is, standard.
Nice.
The others were sold in Arizona, Massachusetts, Michigan, and Minnesota. Two of the second prize tickets are worth $3 million. Those were sold in Massachusetts and Texas. So be sure to check your tickets. The winning Mega Millions numbers were 1, 2, 4, 19, 29 with a Mega Ball of 20. The lottery game's jackpot grew to a whopping $522 million after Friday's drawing yielded no winners of the top prize. The jackpot amount has been climbing since May 8th this year, and it took 22 draws to reach that amount. In sports this morning.
Ball sacks are young.
What is that? Trevor Plouffe hit a three-run home run off outfielder Kiki Hernandez with one out in the 16th inning as the Phillies outlasted the LA Dodgers 7-4 last night in a game that... And the game lasted nearly 6 hours. After using eight pitchers, the Dodgers turned to Hernandez in the 16th. Eight Phillies relievers combined to allow one run and six hits over 11 innings, with regular starter Vince Velasquez pitching the top of the 16th and getting the win. The series wraps up this afternoon, and Jake Arrieta gets the start. Game time is at 12:35, less than 12 hours after the game ended earlier this morning.
Jeez.
Forward Kevin Love signed a long-term extension with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Terms were not officially announced, but sources suggest that it's a four-year, $120 million extension. Love is a five-time All-Star, and the new extension will kick in after he earns $24.1 million next season. After LeBron James left the Cavs in free agency for the LA Lakers, the Cavaliers wanted to sign Love to a long-term deal, and that plan included keeping Love out of free agency in 2019. And the Eagles are still the Super Bowl champs.
Yeah.
And that's what I have for you this morning.
Training camp starts today.
Yes,
today.
Training camp
starts. Yes.
But tomorrow, full team, right?
I thought I had heard that the whole team was just all starting at the same time. Doesn't matter.
It's exciting.
Today. Yes,
yes,
it does.
I'm going to check out my lottery tickets. I had one of them match two numbers. You get anything for
hey,
that?
Hey, you get like $2, I think.
I don't know.
But yeah, here's the numbers. 1, 2, 4, 19,
24. 29. Oh, 29.
Hike.
Hut. No, I got 2 and 4 in one of them.
Hey.
But no Mega Balls.
Mm.
What is the one that if you do
That's
get...
That's my old porn name, by the way.
Mega,
Mega
Balls?
Yeah.
It's like a Transformer.
What do you get, what?
There is one where if you get...
Like a couple numbers?
Yeah.
Is there, yeah, you gotta get like a free play. Yeah, or...
I think you got to get 4, though, don't you?
I know, do you?
Numbers, you get something. Yeah.
I think it's less than that. Or all if right. you just get the Powerball or the Mega Ball, you get
something. A knowing nod from the guy who sold them to you.
Mm. Yeah, well, seriously, I don't know any of the rules. Just if it's a big one, I just buy a ticket.
Well, and now it's so easy where you just walk by and you scan your own ticket. And it, sorry, not a winner. You're like, okay. Or, hey, you won $5. And so... It's a little easier than trying to figure it out all on your own.
I'm too stupid.
So anyhow, welcome to Wednesday morning. We're happy that you are here. We have a lot of things going on. I'll start with this. We have a secret text word. It's ready to go. And tickets to see Jim Brewer at the Fillmore coming up in October. It's on the 24th. It's Wednesday. Text the word secret to 39333. You'll be in the running because we'll send a word back to you later on. We'll ask you to call in with that word. And the designated caller will win those tickets. And we'll also give away another pair to a random texter as well. So we have that happening. We're going to go live on Fox Good Day this morning. We will have actor Ryan Eggold. He is from the show Blacklist, and he's going to be appearing as Dr. Max Goodwin, a main character on the NBC drama series called New Amsterdam.
Yeah, Preston.
Which will be in the fall of this year.
They're doing this thing. A medical drama.
No.
Oh, my God. And I'm like, what?
Okay, so they're totally stepping
That's
out of the...
brilliant.
Wow.
No, but it's actually based on a real hospital, real guy.
What do you think the first medical drama on TV was?
Because you're going back to like
their mainstay,
Dr. Kildare, Ben Casey.
Yeah, like Marcus Welby's first thing.
I think radio
had been stuff before that.
Oh, I guarantee you, there were at least one radio serial based on a doctor too, right?
Yeah. When was TV invented? The day after that.
Yeah,
right. That's
not
when
soon
the first
after
medical drama came out. So anyhow, Ryan Eggold will be joining us in the studio this morning. All right, here we go. We already have a fact. What's up? City Hospital, first aired in 1951, is generally considered to be the first televised medical drama.
We have someone who's sick here. We should probably get a doctor.
Yeah, and that's
how
it
started, yeah.
All right, so he's coming by this morning and set up in our green room today. We have chairs going up, and we are going to do the comb-over intervention.
This is amazing.
The comb-over makeover. And
lights will be changed.
Yeah, we have several people, guys that are coming by that have been hanging on for way too long, and they're going to take it off. And it's interesting stories of who has nominated them and why they're coming in today and having it done.
Yeah, when you walk in and you see me, I'm a friendly face. I'm a friendly head. I've been through this. It's well worth it.
Here's a perfect example. I was talking to Kevin Gunn yesterday, somebody who's hanging on way too long to it and doesn't need
who?
Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods.
Oh, wait, really?
Yeah. You see him take his head off. He looks like an old man.
And guess what?
And just take it all off, dude. You'll look
He looks
fine.
Like Will Smith's uncle in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
LeBron, LeBron James is heading in that direction, too.
Is he headed in that direction? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kathy, here's a picture of him. He looks like an old man. You got to take it
off,
man.
He's hanging on.
And you're going to look great. So you'll join the ranks of people who have seen the light like Mr. Steve Morrison here this morning, and it's a world of difference.
Absolutely.
Hey, Press, I have a question, because we've talked often about the lagoon, right? What is it when you just have the bald spot in the back of your head? That's in the monk?
The monk, I would think so, yeah.
Yep. All right.
Yeah, that would be...
Friar Tuck.
Yeah, the friar.
Yeah.
So that's another one as well. So anyhow, we're going to find out how these guys are, and our friends from Course Photography, Brian, is here this morning. He's going to be taking the photos, and there's a prize. There's a prize associated with Course Photography.
Pictures!
Never had that before. No.
Brian does the majority of the photography work for WMMR. So things like the belly flop championships, all those pictures you see online, Brian does that.
That's him.
He does amazing work. And the Camp Out for Hunger, all those photos that are great resolution and wonderful. He does all that. And he's here this morning, and somebody's going to win a session with him to show off that new, fabulous, youthful look in them.
Absolutely.
You be you.
You be you. You will never look better. And I think they can do full frontal if they want to.
Yes. Right?
That's part of the deal. Yeah.
Will
to
you. Yes, Brian has given 50-50. Maybe we'll see. So that's taking place. And Skull Shaver is setting up our contestants with some freebies as well. So we have all that going on. We'll bring it up to speed. We'll get some cameras in on those guys that are getting that done. What are you pointing at?
Did you do that yet?
I did. That's the first thing I did.
Jesus.
Secret text word. So we have those things and more going on. We're going to take a quick break, come back in just a moment, and we'll get to see entertainment stuff. Some breaking news that happened yesterday we'll pass along, as well as some giveaways. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment, my friend.
This 93.3 WMMR Audio On Demand program returns after a brief word from our sponsors.
Hey, it's Preston. Grilling season is here, and they have done it again at Omaha Steaks. This is the one and only deal that you can get. It is the Omaha Steaks Grill Ready Collection, a limited time for only $39.99. You heard that right. $39.99 is 80% off, and here's what you get. 2 tender filet mignons, 2 beefy top sirloins, 4 juicy boneless pork chops, 4 boneless chicken breasts, 4 all-beef Omaha Steak burgers, 4 traditional kielbasa sausages, 4 award-winning gourmet jumbo franks, an Omaha Steak seasoning packet, and for this deal, you get 4 made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets for free. Did you hear all of that? You get, it's for $39.99. And what's wonderful about this is you're not going to have to stop off at the store on the way home. It's already going to be there ready to go. This limited time package for only $39.99 is available when you go to omahasteaks.com. Type Gadzooks in the search bar and add the Grill Ready Collection to your cart. Don't wait. You want to get this offer soon for summertime. Go to omahasteaks.com. Type Gadzooks in the search bar. Grab your friends and fire up the grill.
Are you ready for love? If so, Stephen makes it easy, handpicking diamonds to create a stunning engagement ring that's guaranteed to take her breath away. Stephen Singer Jewelers, real love experts at the other corner of 8th and Walnut, or IHateStephenSinger.com.
Hey, it's Preston. Listen, when I want to relax, I go to Hand & Stone Massage Facial Spa. Listen, whether you want a rejuvenating massage or refreshing facial, Hand & Stone is the place to go. Introductory massages or facials start at just $59.95. Visit HandAndStone.com or one of their 50 locations in the Delaware Valley. Restrictions apply. See spa for details.
This is the Preston & Steve Show podcast.
All right, we're going to do a stupid question this morning. I got a pair of tickets for Six Flags Great Adventure, if you can answer this question correctly. How about this? Which American city is the only one with 3 sports teams that wear the same colors?
Ah, ooh. That's a very good question.
215-263-WMMR. All right, which American city is the only one with 3 sports teams that wear the same colors? Call now, see if you know the answer. You know it, Casey?
Yeah. It's right. This one, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, you got it. All right, birthdays today on Wednesday, July 25th. I only have a handful of them to pass along to you. Matt LeBlanc from Friends, Joey, of course.
He's on a new series, newer series called Man with a Plan, Preston. And they recently, as I told you, had a full lice episode.
Did they really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's very funny. The guy who, the first time I saw him, he was in a Heinz ketchup commercial. Do you remember that?
No.
Years ago?
Not at all.
Because the point was that it was very thick ketchup, so he put it on the edge of a building, went down below, and it finally, by the time he got
down.
I remember that commercial, actually.
That's Matt LeBlanc. Yeah. No kidding. Okay.
I remember Nathan Lane from a NyQuil commercial.
That's him.
Before he was famous.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's funny when you go back and, like, there's a John Travolta commercial of him, a Band-Aid commercial.
Yes. Is it the I'm Stuck On?
Yeah. And an Army recruiting
commercial selective service.
I remember that. Mm-hmm.
Jason Alexander did that McDonald's one where he's dancing through the streets. It was pre-Seinfeld, and he was. It might have been a McDLT commercial, but the thing I was going to say about Matt LeBlanc was that, Steve, I remember him on Married with Children. He played Kelly's boyfriend.
Yes.
And it was essentially the same character, except slightly smarter, that ended up being Joey.
Joey's a little bit smarter than this character. And they did a spinoff, too, a spinoff series. Yeah. They did the pilot where he was virtually brain dead.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
They made him super stupid.
I got a coupon.
Oh, man. So Matt is celebrating his 51st birthday today. He was flirting with Top Gear for a bit there, remember?
Yes.
Wasn't he?
Yeah, and that never came to pass.
Ileana Douglas.
Yes, I like her.
Yeah, I like her too. She's I always found her unattractively cute. Does that make sense?
Yes, and she's always like this. So she's in Cape Fear. She gets her cheek chewed off by Robert De Niro. Ooh, and she's also in Goodfellas. She's Joe Pesci's side actor who says, he just gets crazy when he threatens to kill me.
I saw her recently on I think it's on True TV. It's the game show talk show. I forgot the name of it. But anyhow, she came on as a guest. I didn't recognize her. She's had too much done on her face. I always thought she had
this quirky cute
look about her, but she had too much. She's 53, so I guess she's, you know, and in the world of Hollywood, sometimes you try to nip and tuck and tighten.
But, I mean, it's not like she got to the dance because she was gorgeous,
yeah,
you know?
True.
She's also a gifted screenwriter. A lot of people don't know that.
Did not know.
Yes.
So she's 53 today. Thurston Moore, singer and guitarist of Sonic Youth.
Wow.
He's 60 years old today. Yeah, kind of alt darlings and definitely influential band, Sonic Youth. I never got into them.
No, neither did I. But I know people rave on. They're like Radiohead.
The thing was, you were smart people liked Sonic.
Right.
Smart,
and I'm stupid.
Smart alt people liked Sonic Youth for some reason or another. But I just can't get past the name Thurston because of Mr. Howell.
It should only be Mr. Howell. If you're going to be Thurston, you need to be in the Howell family.
Yep. Or you at least need to wear an ascot and a sailor
cap. Say
cap.
Lovey a lot.
Yeah. So he's celebrating his 60th birthday today. And then the last birthday that I saw is Iman, model and actress, widow of David Bowie.
I-Man,
yes. And she's been in a few movies like No Way Out and L.A. Story. And she is celebrating her 63rd birthday.
She's also in Star Trek Undiscovered Country, Preston. Do you remember she's the shapeshifter?
No. Which one was Undiscovered Country?
That's where they go on trial for firing at a Klingon vessel. It's a setup. They're sent. McCoy and Kirk are sent to a prison planet, and
I've seen them all. Yeah. I just don't remember that one.
She's there. She's one of the prisoners.
Okay, she is 63 today. Let's see if we can get an answer to the stupid question: What American city is the only one with three sports teams that wear the same colors? 215-263 WMMR is the number. Let's go to John. See if we can get it right. Hey, John. Good morning, sir.
Hey. Florida man.
Florida man.
Florida man. Yes, but the answer is not in Florida. There's a clue for you. What city?
I thought you were going to play the jingle.
We don't have it ready.
Yeah.
Damn it. What do you want from us?
I'm not going to dance for you.
Yeah. John, what is it?
Pittsburgh.
Steelers, Pirates, and Penguins.
Yeah.
All have that black and gold look about them, which is a great color scheme. You have to admit it. It's that those colors go well together.
It pops.
John, you got it right. So hang on the line. We're going to set you up. You to get a pair of tickets to Six Flags. Great Adventure. Test your courage on the all new Cyborg Cyber Spin at Six Flags World's first triple axis gyroscope with unpredictable flips and at 7 stories high. You can save up to $25 on daily admission at SixFlags.com, by the way.
Florida man.
For John.
Florida man.
I will never do that again. Okay, just so you know. This is not Bird.
It was very special.
It's not Bird is the word.
No.
We're not doing that.
Yeah, no.
You understand what I'm saying?
By the way, here's I like this. Stupid question is, Pittsburgh, bonus fun fact, Sidney Crosby
sits down to pee.
Yeah.
What leg?
Did not know that. Thank you very much. All right, we're going to start with this in the entertainment news. A representative for Demi Lovato says that she is awake and recovering with her family after the pop singer was reportedly hospitalized yesterday for an overdose.
It's very sad.
Demi is awake and with her family, who want to express thanks to everyone for the love, prayers, and support, her representative said in a statement. Some of the information being reported is incorrect, they said, and they respectfully ask for privacy and not speculation, as her health and recovery is the most important thing right now.
I think the original suggestion was that it was a heroin overdose, which they're saying is not the case.
The statement did not provide any details on what led to the singer's hospitalization. Emergency officials confirmed that they transported a 25-year-old woman who lives on Demi Lovato's block to the hospital after receiving a call 11:22 a.m. yesterday. TMZ was the first to report that Lovato had been hospitalized for a drug overdose. Based on its sources and other outlets, including People Magazine, also reporting her hospitalization based on sources. Lovato indicated in a new song released last month that she had relapsed after 6 years of sobriety. On the song Sober, she sings the lyrics, "Mama, I'm so sorry I'm not sober anymore, and Daddy, please forgive me for the drink spilled on the floor."
Wow. How old is she?
She is. It's a good question. Did I say
25?
Yeah, she's 25 years. Well, yes,
and
exactly.
And she's been 6 years sober?
Yeah. Jeez. Yeah, exactly. In her YouTube documentary released last year called Demi Lovato Simply Complicated, she openly discusses her cocaine use and battles with alcohol as well. She entered rehab in 2010, and she has also had some issues. She struggled with an eating disorder, self-mutilation, and some other issues. She's spoken out about her battles with drugs and alcohol over the years, and she's become a role model for young women and men who have faced their own issues.
And a lot of people, like, I think Rihanna's been a big supporter of hers, and, you know, it's tough. Maybe, you know, she needs to go away for a while and just work on herself, as they say.
I took a tour of the Recovery Centers of America last week in Devon. We do commercials for those guys.
You were impressed.
Oh, it was a beautiful place. And inside there were, and it was interesting because it took me a little while to kind of figure out why they had this up, but they had very large posters all over the place of famous people throughout history who have had addiction issues.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so it's everybody from people who have passed on and died from addiction to people who have lived and recovered to people who are still living with issues. And I was like, man, I'm just like, I'm seeing all these pictures of like Johnny Depp and Elvis Presley and, you know, why are they here? And I guess to point out the fact that even though these people have a tremendous amount of success financially and so on and so forth, and you think that the world is their oyster,
doesn't matter,
that the same type of thing can happen, you're not invincible.
It
doesn't. I mean?
Well, yeah, I mean,
it doesn't discriminate.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
Well,
yeah.
Also the perception that, well, you know, I'm this class of person. This is the kind of person that gets this. Mm-hmm. No.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Lovato, who was a child actress on the TV series Barney and Friends, broke on the scene as a teen on the Disney Channel film Camp Rock and the network series Sunny with a Chance.
I love Camp Rock, and there is a song, there's a duet that she does with one of the Jonas Brothers. I don't know, Kathy, you're the Jonas Brothers expert, but it's a beautiful song. And I think she's, you know, well, I'm not really going out on a limb here by saying she's got a great voice. But
unless we forget.
No, she's talented.
Yeah. She was Mr. Skin's, I think, butt of the year, right?
Was she?
Yes. Well,
she went on to becoming a multi-platinum pop star, launching top hits, top 10 hits like Sorry Not Sorry, Skyscraper, Heart Attack. Her 2015 album Confident earned her a Grammy nomination for Best Pop Vocal Album. Yeah. So we'll hear more about this story in the next couple of days.
Yeah, I do hope that they reveal what her what the issue was.
The issue was, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she was also supposed to perform in Atlantic City this weekend.
Yeah, and we're still, has it been canceled?
It's been canceled. They're going to swap in some other act they're trying to get, right, Kath?
Yeah, they're going to try to announce someone else, and you can use your ticket. There's another show that you can use your ticket for, or you can get a refund.
Okay. Roseanne Barr is stampeding into the controversy around the firing of Guardians of the Galaxy director James Gunn after old tweets of his making light of pedophilia and rape surfaced. Barr, of course, was fired from ABC's reboot of Roseanne after her tweets about former Barack Obama aide Valerie Jarrett prompted widespread outrage. While Gunn has received support from cast members of the original two Guardians, he was at work on the third installment of the $1.6 billion garnered franchise. And a petition was launched in support of Disney rehiring him. Barr's co-stars either avoided the controversy altogether or they criticized her on social media. And Barr noted the difference. She wrote on Twitter, "I'm disgusted to read all of the support for James Gunn's pedophile jokes as the same people supported blacklisting me for a joke they didn't even understand." So she's being noisy about it. But in happier Roseanne news, ABC announced its Tuesday night lineup this fall, and the Roseanne spinoff, The Conners, will lead the lineup. The network also announced the rest of its schedule. First up this fall will be Dancing with the Stars and The Good Doctor on Monday, September 24th. Next up will be Grey's Anatomy, which will bow on Thursday, September 27th. The Tuesday lineup is being held until October 16th, a move seemingly driven by the shifting production schedule of The Conners. The delay was caused after the network pulled the plug on Roseanne, but 2 weeks later, the powers that be signed off on a Barr-free spinoff, which will star John Goodman, Sarah Gilbert, and Laurie Metcalf.
Well, you know it's causing a huge problem? Is that his love interest is going to be James Gunn.
Oh, yeah. No.
So that's why Roseanne's freaking out.
Wow. Insult to injury.
Rubbing salt in the wound, as they say.
Yeah. Hey, Teen Mom 2 star Janelle Evans.
Yes, Preston, this is your show.
This is my jam.
Yeah, this is your thing. To find out how those teen mothers are doing.
Well, she pulled out a gun.
During
a road rage incident on Monday's episode of the MTV hit, and fans are a bit outraged for a couple of things. Her 8-year-old son, Jace, was in the car seat as Evans, a mother of three, became increasingly enraged as a truck was tailgating her. During the incident, she slammed on the brakes, yelling, "Are you effing kidding me, dude? Oh, my God."
And then, OMG.
Then she follows the guy to his house.
Uh-oh.
With her kid in the car.
Yeah.
While relating the incident to her husband, David Eason, who was on the phone. And you can hear her say, "Now I'm in front of the house," as she continued to yell at the driver, "I got three cameras in my car. They got the whole thing. I just called the law on you. You were tailgating me, you dumbass." When she finally decided to leave his house, she hit his mailbox with her car on the way out, and the other driver tried to block her from leaving, at which point she pulled out her gun.
Hand mommy her gun.
MTV did not show the footage and instead wrote in text on a black screen that she pulled out her firearm. When she did get back on the road, police pulled her over. Nobody's been charged in the incident. Now, interestingly, some fans seem just as angry that Jace was riding in the front seat as they were, that she pulled out a gun.
It's true. He's sitting there up in the front passenger seat. Now, how old is that kid?
He's eight.
Eight. So is eight, I think,
It's not an age thing. It's a weight thing.
Is it a weight thing?
Yeah, I mean.
But he's eight, and usually 12 is what they recommend.
Is it?
Eight is too young to be in the front
seat. So an eight-year-old wouldn't have to be in a child safety seat, but in the back seat buckled up?
Yeah, the reason being is because of the airbags. Mm-hmm. An airbag going off for a kid that age can hurt them.
Yeah.
It's enough weight to engage the airbag, but it can be dangerous.
Now, if the 8-year-old is strapped, Preston, and is packing heat, can they sit up front?
Yes, of course.
All right.
Yeah, if they're manning the 50 cal, they can be up front.
But believe me, it doesn't matter. You know, you could be doing everything right, and somebody that you have... the child seat police.
Sure.
So you better make sure if you're going to post any pictures or whatever on social media of any children doing anything in cars. That
oh my God, I'm so worried. I drive in a child seat.
Yeah.
I can't. I don't want to risk it.
Wait, are you criticizing the car seat police?
Well, yeah, a little bit.
For this?
No, not for this.
No, before that, because that's me. Like somebody, you mean like someone posts a picture of their kid in the car, in a car seat, and I'm like, oh, look at the seatbelt. She has it down below her shoulder. Like,
so
that's
wrong. You're a member in good standing, the car seat police.
Listen, somebody posted a picture the other day of the kid in the back seat. This car seat, I guess, was not securely fastened. So the kid, along with the entire car seat, like, tilted over.
Yeah.
And they posted a picture of it. I'm like, well, pull over, get out of your car, and secure the car seat, idiot.
It's so funny because when I was a kid, I would sit on the top of the car in a rocking chair.
I'm pretty sure I was in the front seat at eight.
Oh my God. Not only was I in the front seat, I was playing down in the wheel well.
Man, I had a pillow in the trunk.
I was the same way, and it's really easy to say, well, we used to do this and that and that. What you don't have are the stats of all the people that got head injuries and got killed because of that.
Sure, but I had a blast.
So a user wrote, seriously, Janelle, why on earth does Jace ride in the front seat of your car? Don't you know AMA recommends kids ride in the back seat until at least age 12? Other fans begged MTV to intervene and take her kids from her.
Yes, MTV is a legally...
Child services.
Any cable company is allowed to take your children away if they suspect they're in harm.
The V in MTV stands for children.
My neighbors had their kids taken away by Bravo.
Ah.
Yeah.
Over the last few years, I've gotten a lot better with road rage. But if there ever is an incident where it sort of creeps in, having a child in the car totally helps with road rage. Like, so I'm surprised that she flipped out this much at all with a child in the car, just because it helps me temper my own.
Yeah, to see stuff like that. But Nick, honestly, when you do see that, please call VH1.
Okay. Call VH1.
Make sure they remove the kid from the situation.
Keep your gun holstered. Maybe just pull out a knife. All right. You know what I mean?
Or sci-fi.
Steve, if you want to call, if you want to go old school, call Friday Night
Videos.
Call
Friday Night Videos. Yeah. Or Up All Night.
That was on USA,
yes,
right?
Yeah. Or Preston, if it's older, Don Kirshner's Rock Concert.
Or Midnight Special.
Midnight Special with Wolfman Jack.
I was going to lose my I was going to lose my crap on some woman yesterday when I was headed to the Irish pub. The Chestnut is closed between 20th and 19th, so all the traffic has to turn on to 19th or 20th or whatever. So I'm there. I got my turn signal on, and this lady who's behind me decides, I'm gonna pull up on the shoulder. So now we're like neck and neck on the shoulder, and I roll my window down. I go, hey, I'm making a left too, because I'm making a left from an actual lane.
Yeah,
I'm making a left too because this road is closed. And she's like, okay, and then she continued to nudge me and nudged her way in. And I was like, yeah, I was on the phone with somebody too. I was like, it took every ounce of energy I had to like not yell at this. I was like, "Go! Oh, you're not doing it!" But like, if I wasn't on the phone, I would have screamed and honked my horn.
Did you run her off? Did you get out?
But I was
punch
like,
her.
I understand road rage because people are a holes.
Like, you should get a gun.
So road rage. Kathy's saying road rage when it's applicable. Yeah.
Are you allowed to be on the phone?
I was hands free.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yes.
No, I'm not accusing. It's just a question.
J'accuse. J'accuse.
All right. So, anyhow, people are pissed, and maybe they should be.
People says people.
This is a follow-up from a story yesterday, a few days after former MTV VJ Jesse Camp was reported missing. The Riverside Police Department found him.
Hey! He was in the bathroom.
No, according to the post on Twitter, Camp is no longer considered missing. He was contacted by a local law enforcement agency a short time ago and did not need any assistance. His family's been notified. There's no further details on the case.
So they're not telling us where the hell he was?
No. There's no other information. But they did say, though, at the police precinct where he lives, a lot of times they say the first 48 hours is critical. It says next to Jesse Camp's name, 72.
72. Okay.
But you don't have to get so concerned.
Now, they didn't say what the deal was with him. Sofia Vergara has been hacked. The Modern Family superstar, it let her 14.5 million followers on Instagram know that someone hacked her account. She shared the news with her 9 million plus followers on Twitter. She said, guys, my Instagram got hacked. Don't answer those idiots. Don't send them any info. We're after them.
He was not my beaver.
She shared the news after fans began to notice weird posts on social. One reads, hello, guys. I'm giving away 1,000 free iPhone X's and Apple Watches on my Instagram stories right now. Claim them before it's too late. Gracias, te amo.
Oh, wow. So they're even using the language.
And in her Instagram stories, posts tell the viewer to swipe up to claim free iPhones and Apple Watches.
I work with Ed O'Neill.
I don't think she's on Instagram anymore.
I
think she killed the account.
May have. So she joins a long line of hacked stars, including Katy Perry, Jennifer Lawrence, and John Legend. Other than that, her life is a beach. She and her husband, Joe Manganiello, are on vacation. And her co-star, Jesse Tyler Ferguson, and his husband, Justin Mikita, join the fun as well. So
it must make you feel so good when those two bodies come walking down the beach in the other way.
They're having a good time.
Yeah.
We all have our regrets about missteps that we've made in our past, but very few of us have the opportunity or would have the courage to acknowledge them in public. Actress Mila Kunis recently took the opportunity to do just that. She shared her sorrow over her relationship with Macaulay Culkin and also discussed how she found love with husband Ashton Kutcher.
It was like an 8-year relationship, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were,
she was
they
with
were
him together for a long time. I never understood that pairing because that was at his...
Yeah.
Slimiest.
Yeah.
And you go, chain smoking slimiest. Now he's all put together.
The 34-year-old That 70 Show alum appeared on Dax Shepard's Armchair Expert podcast. And while she didn't dish on details, she spilled that her split from 37-year-old Calkin was, quote, horrible, horrible, candidly revealing that she effed up. She said, I was an a-hole in my 20s, and I'll be the first to admit it. And that's something that took me a long time to come out and be like, yeah, you know what? I was a dick, and I accept it, and I own it now. The mother, she continued.
She started the show. On That 70s Show, I think she was on that when she was like 15.
She was 14 years old.
Wow.
She said, what? And it's effed up what I did. It's effed up what I did, and it's effed up how I did it. When I got to be a single, I said, I just need to figure myself out. I genuinely need to know why I did what I did and regroup myself as a human being.
She didn't go into full specifics, but she obviously felt she mistreated him.
Yeah. They dated from 2002 to 2011, and Macaulay now has moved on with Brenda Song.
Oh, I love her.
London Sweet Life on Deck. Yeah,
she says I liked her. She insinuated or suggested, Preston, that there was a point in their relationship where she went away on a long trip. And when she got to the destination, she realized she had left him back at the house.
Oh, by himself?
By himself. Wow. And there had been a series of break-ins, Nick, exactly, yeah. In the neighborhood.
Yep.
He's resourceful, so yeah. He was able to fend them off, but well, she regrets.
Wait, fend
no wonder
who
she
off?
Feels guilty. The people who broke in.
Yeah, the wet bandits.
The
yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you read the story.
I did.
It was in the headlines.
It was amazing.
Wow. Kunis also revealed how she and her former co-star...
Word of advice, never throw away old cans of paint.
She and her former co-star hooked up. She said the first time she stayed at her 40-year-old now husband's place, she actually had been stood up by a guy that Kutcher was trying to set her up with. They met, of course, on That 70s Show when she was 14 and he was 20. So he saw her as a, quote, little sister for years. But that night, they realized that there was something more, or she realized there was something more with Kutcher. They married in 2015.
Were they making out on the show when she was 14 and he was 20?
I don't think it started that
early. Okay, because that would have been, I think, illegal.
Mm-hmm. Supermodel Carly Kloss and her boyfriend, Joshua Kushner, are engaged after 6 years of dating.
I'm sure her dad, Santa, is thrilled with this news.
No, not Claus. Kloss.
Yeah, that's what I said. Santa Kloss.
K-L-O-S-S.
That's what I said, Santa Kloss. Okay.
A source tells people he proposed a few weeks ago during a romantic weekend together in upstate New York. Kloss shared the news on Instagram, captioning a sunset shot of them, saying, I love you more than...
I love you.
I love you more than I have words to express.
I love your father, too. He brings me toys.
She said, Josh, you're my best friend.
And I love you.
And my soulmate.
I love you.
I can't wait for forever together.
That's like a standard script.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Right. Yes.
I wish you would shut up.
So her boyfriend is the brother.
Yes, he is the brother. Yeah. The brother of Jared Kushner.
Right.
That is correct.
Right, Jared Kushner.
Wow. All right. I don't like that term. I can't wait to spend the rest of my life with you. I don't know why, but that doesn't make sense to me.
Well, it's right out of a poorly written Harlequin romance.
Right.
Well, I can't wait.
It's supposed to be.
Today's the first day of forever.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Today is the first day of the rest of your life.
I bet I could bench you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I bet I could bench you.
I can't wait to spend
that's
the
not
rest
as romantic.
No. Yeah. Well, aren't you already in the process of spending the rest of your life with them?
I convince you.
Yes. Yep.
Are you all right with Anel?
I'm a good driver.
Anel present you man and wife? Some people have issue with that.
Really?
Right,
why?
Right. I now pronounce you man and wife.
Yeah. No, some people say it should be
husband and wife.
Yeah.
I think they change those. I think they interchange
those. It's now indentured servant.
Well, there's a possession the other thing way. There.
What else do we have here? Oh, yeah. By the way, the 25-year-old, she is the face of Adidas, Estee Lauder, and Carolina Herrera.
I love you.
Among others. Kushner is the younger brother of President Trump's senior advisor, Jared Kushner.
Which means they get keys to the White House.
Kloss doesn't discuss her in-laws beyond saying that she voted for Hillary Clinton in the 2016 election.
Damn.
But they are now engaged.
Oh, shut up, woman.
Glenn Close never misses an opportunity to flex her dramatic muscles. The 71-year-old spotted her former Damages co-star, Rose Byrne, on the red carpet and pretended to faint.
It was Rose Byrne's birthday yesterday, Preston.
How did we miss that?
You said it.
Did I?
Yeah. Got
it. Celebrity birthdays?
Yeah, you got it.
Oh, yeah. You're right. I'm sorry.
We're good.
You know who I was thinking of? I was thinking of Leslie Rose.
Oh.
From Game of Thrones, the redhead. Sorry about that. All right. So, anyhow, as close foe collapsed, Byrne laughed and jokingly wagged her finger at her, helping her up. The pair were there to celebrate the premiere of Close's The Wife. Allison Mack is facing additional charges for her alleged role in Nexium, feds said yesterday.
This over an antacid.
Not that.
Oh.
Per a press release, this is The Cult.
Oh, The Cult is much worse.
The Smallville alum is being charged with a racketeering conspiracy that involves several crimes, including forced labor, sex trafficking, wire fraud, and obstruction of justice.
So, Preston, we had heard, and maybe you understood this to be the case as well, I thought she was actually working with the prosecutors and was going to do a deal, but maybe not.
She's being charged with Keith Raniere and the heiress, Claire Bronfman, who is from the Seagrams family.
Like a heir to a billion-dollar fortune, yeah.
Yeah. On April 24th, Mack was released on $5 million bond and placed under house arrest. Raniere is being held without bail. So
I want to see this.
I do,
documentary.
Too. Yeah. I want to see all about this stuff, so... let's see what else. James Franco and his girlfriend, Isabel Parkzad, made a rare public appearance Monday at Broadway's opening.
My name is Parkzad.
It sounds
Parkzad,
like that.
Parkzad, happy to meet you. Parkzad. I drink motor oil. Parkzad, drink motor oil. We go on date now.
I guess that's how you pronounce her last name. Isabel Parkzad. No, I'm sorry, Paxad.
Whatever.
There's no R.
Paxad.
Yeah, Paxad still works. So that was at the Broadway opening of Straight White Men. The pair posed on the red carpet, smiling. The appearance comes months after five women accused him of misconduct. He denies the claims, but has maintained a low profile.
His misconduct allegations were of a a cad nature, you know, like right. He was a teacher and he was kind of working his mojo. Whether that's right or wrong, but to me, it's on the order of the. Who was the other one? It was simply a bad date, it seems like.
Oh, that was
Aziz Ansari.
Aziz Ansari. So, you know, and listen, I completely understand all the stuff that's going on. But when you start, you diminute the impact of real heavy-duty claims when you start getting, this is weird, you
listen,
know?
Listen, they're all individual cases.
Yes, they are all individual
cases.
And
that's the way that I try to look at it and see if, you know, if there are charges that need to be filed, then charges need to be filed.
Parkzad's okay with it.
Following that way, Parkzad's all right with it.
Parkzad okay with this.
Yeah. Fans are getting their first look at Jonah Hill's skateboarding coming-of-age film called Mid-90s. Mm. It's about a guy named Stevie, who is played by Sonny Soljic. He's a 13-year-old living in L.A. who makes friends with kids who hang out at a skate shop. His older brother, Lucas Hedges, is equal parts loving friend and bully. So this is Jonah Hill's directorial debut, it will be out in October.
Do we think this is a loving satire of skateboard movies?
No, I watched the trailer yesterday. It looks like it was shot in the 90s. They use a lot of footage that looks like handheld video cameras instead of digital, you know, advanced technology. It basically just looks like a coming of age with this kid who has an older brother who's kind of a jerk, and this kid finds himself and his identity in skateboarding. So it looks, I don't think there's a whole lot of satire involved. I think it's just a love story.
I could do with another 21 Jump Street.
Yeah, I don't think it's that. It's more like a boyhood growing up. Kathy Romano's going to hate it kind of a movie.
We need another Gleaming the Cube is what we need. You know what I'm saying, guys?
How about Polishing the Knob?
We need a skateboard / crime drama?
Yes. Set against the backdrop of the Boxer Rebellion.
Yes.
So this is coming out October 19th. James Cameron is helping to back a bid by a group of British museums who seek to acquire a collection of 5,500 artifacts from the sunken Titanic ship. The group aims to raise $20 million to buy the items salvaged by an American company. Now, Cameron, of course, who directed the film in 1997, noted his concerns about the collection. He said that's why people who feel some protective role have stepped up and kind of linked arms. He said, it's an incredible piece of history, an object lesson about human hubris. If it gets sold into private hands, it disappears from the public eye, and it will be broken up and could never be reassembled.
Has the site been declared a, like a untouchable as far as some artifact? I mean, if you pick it clean, it's sort of a memorial to the people who died, is it not? I mean, you can't.
Well,
are you allowed to, if you can get down there, remove artifacts? Who actually has ownership of the wreck?
I think these it says here.
Or does anyone?
It says the group aims to raise $20 million to buy the items salvaged by an American company. I don't know if that's already up.
Yeah,
all right. I don't think they're going back down to pick it apart.
There was a traveling display that was at the Franklin Institute.
I loved it. It was great.
Yeah, I agree.
It was really well done. It was one of my favorites. They did the recreation of the actual main staircase, the grand staircase.
Yeah, it was beautiful. He said that, they say that the items include a section of the ship's hull and a bronze cherub decoration from the ship's grand staircase. So they're trying to keep
Jack's sketchbook
from getting into private hands and make sure that things like that stay in places like the Franklin Institute, you know?
If Jack's sketchbook is part of the museum that you're a piece of, you're seeing, you're at a bad museum.
And then finally, we'll end with this. This is a bit of a downer, but there's a new trailer for a film. It's Elizabeth Chomko's What They Had. Hilary Swank, Michael Shannon, Blythe Danner, and Robert Forster explore the devastation that occurs, even in a happy family, when a parent begins to decline. It's called What They Had.
Decline or recline?
Well, yes, okay. That would be a little
I'm
less.
I'm going to relax.
I'm going to stretch out here.
He's in there relaxing.
How do they turn that into 2 hours?
There's a lever on the side of the chair. Hmm.
It will be in theaters this October.
We're talking dementia?
Either that or...
diarrhea?
Or they're dying. Oh. Maybe dementia or dying, maybe both. I haven't seen the trailer personally, but, you know, we're all getting to the age where things like that are starting to...
He's got loose stools.
Yeah, so maybe it's diarrhea. Maybe it's a lighthearted comedy. I don't know.
It could be. Yeah. Maybe it's another skateboard thing.
Hey,
by the way, I just took a crap in the foyer.
Well, you know that joke that people with dementia tell is that they get to meet new people every day.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and it's sort of a lighthearted way to look at it.
Yeah. All right. We're ready for clips. In Burden of Truth, a big city lawyer goes back to her hometown for a case that seemed cut and dry.
Uh-huh.
Here, show star Kristen Kruick talks about what's different about this particular project. Here we go.
Being both an EP and an actor, like, I got to really help create the show that I wanted to be a part of. And that was incredibly valuable for me.
Shut the f*** up!
Did you say Kristen Kruick?
Yeah.
Wasn't she on Smallville?
I have no idea who she is. You may want to look her up. Not really sure.
He's kidding. He knows who she is. He just wants to see if you know who she is.
As the entertainment reporter, he's playing with me the way a mouse.
Yeah, rattle off some of the things that you just know off the top of your head.
She's been in Euro Trip and Street Fighter the Legend and...
look at you. Look at you.
Steve, she was in Smallville, yeah.
Well, so then she was with Allison Mack, Preston.
She was one
of the initial members of the... in fact, I believe the story is that Kristen Kruick sort of suggested that Allison Mack check it out.
Really?
And then Kristen Kruick realized this is much weirder than I thought it was, and she left.
Interesting. All right, we're ready for the next clip. Reverie is a science fiction show about a hostage negotiator who talks people out of their own virtual worlds.
Mm.
In this clip, Dennis Haysbert shares his opinion about the dynamics of the show. Here we go.
It's a very guest star driven show. So they're going to really love and get into and understand what their reveries might be by watching these seemingly innocent civilians come in and create their own.
Play him.
Up your butt, Joe Boo.
What a voice on him, right?
Yep. You can catch Reverie. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
On NBC at 10 o'clock tonight, by the way. All right, there you go. That's what I have for you this morning. The Entertainment Report. We have a secret text word today. It's a chance for you to see our buddy Jim Brewer at the Fillmore Wednesday, October 24th. Tickets go on sale Friday, by the way, at 10 a.m. Text word secret to 39333. We're going to bounce word back to you, see if you know it later on. We'll also grab a random texter on top of that. I also want to remind you there is a new Daily Rush video out. I have not seen it yet, but the title is Regis Reviews Felicity's Butt.
Wow. I forgot that one.
And the spoiler is it's cavernous. So let's make sure that you check that out.
And that is brought to you by Punchline Philly, Fishtown's newest comedy club, restaurant, and bar. Also taking place, we have today the comb-over intervention. We have a handful of gentlemen that are stopping in this morning. Shaving Grace is going to take it all off. They're going to polish that cranium up and make new men out of these guys today. They've been hanging on for it too long, and it's about time to see what they look like. This might be, when you see the results from Quartz Photography here in our studio, taking the pictures and our sponsor, when you see this transformation, it might motivate you. It might motivate
it might,
you to
and
make
it's
the change.
So, it's so funny, and you know it's part of the deal. A lot of guys just hold on. They think, I let that go. I'm done for. No. I don't know of anybody that I've ever known in my life, Preston, who hasn't done what we're about to do with these gentlemen and not ended up looking better as a result.
All right, we'll find out. Nick, what did you want to point out? Backtrack a little bit.
The Daily Rush video, we use thumbnail photos from time to time, and what caught my attention about this, other than the comedy, was the photo of the butt.
I did a double take in the office.
You recognize whose it is?
Is that Ashley Gallo's butt?
Sure
is. Yes, it is. I knew that butt.
Yes, that's the Gallo.
The Gallo from our Totally Office calendar.
Yeah.
So you can tell that pretty good chance. We also have an appearance on Fox Good Day this morning. We're going to have actor Ryan Eggold in the studio. A lot of things taking place. We'll take a break and come right back. Make sure you stay with us through the course of this morning.
The Preston and Steve Show on 93.3 WMMR. Like the podcast, you'll also love it live. When you can call in. Weekdays from 6 a.m. to about 10:30 a.m. on the radio at 93.3 WMMR. Or stream the show live via MMR's mobile app.
We had asked for people to submit friends, family members, anyone they knew, co-workers who desperately needed a new hairdo. And by that, we mean they were balding on top. They were hanging on to the stuff on the side. And it's just not a flattering look.
Here's the deal. Yeah. It's like hopping into a time machine. You can go back and recapture your youth. I think a lot of people don't realize this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people don't know I'm 91 years old.
Wow.
But because I'm bald. No, it never... Who looks good that way?
Yeah.
We can... And it's just a little bit of tweaking. And I have a feeling many of these gentlemen today will set off on a new life path. Many of them, I predict, by the end of the year, will be multimillionaires.
Wow. That's a bold prediction, but I'll go along with that.
This whole conversation started a few months ago with Prince William. We were noticing that his haircut was terrible, but he shaved it down close cropped.
Big difference. Once he did, he got a super hot sister-in-law.
That's right.
Yeah, look at that. Yeah. Look at that. So the gentlemen that stand before us in the studio are exactly what I had in mind when we kicked this idea around.
Right here we have a whole bunch of just men, but they're all good guys. I think the future begin. Love them.
Yeah. All right. So we want to say hi to these guys real quick. This is this is of course the Preston and Steve comb over intervention that we're doing, and we have our friends from Shaving Grace. Mike and James are going to handle the dirty work, and they're going to take these guys all the way down to a bald look. And we're going to do before and after. So they have here in the studio. We're having pictures taken. Course Photography, our sponsors, in here, making sure that we get good shots of these guys.
Did we mention we're throwing in a free de-lousing?
No, yes. I didn't know that too. Well, you all don't good. Need it. Just cut.
Don't
the hair
need
off.
It. Yeah.
By the way, no. Everybody will get the all new Pitbull from Skull Shaver. By the way,
awesome. Cool. And I used it today.
One of these guys is going to get a fall family photo package from our friends at Course Photography as well. Great. And we're going to do the sexiest transition.
Yes.
Whoa. I think Marissa and Kathy.
Absolutely. They need to be the ones to judge. The ones that turn you on the most. That's what we're looking for.
Best before and after.
Yeah. So we want to meet these guys real quick and just hear about them before we send them off and we begin this. So we're going to start with Thomas Fien, who is here. Hey, Thomas, how you doing?
How's it going?
It's going wonderful. Where are you from, sir?
Pensauken.
All right. Pensauken. When did you start balding?
About 21.
Okay.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a tough age, man.
Yeah.
To start
it was
balding
wonderful.
Like that. Wasn't it, though?
No, absolutely.
I see that you take it pretty close down. You take it really, really way down.
Tight. Yes. Okay. I just don't want to lose the cul-de-sac.
The cul-de-sac.
You know what, though? Here's what I'm saying. Here's what I'm saying to you. And I believe that I have a certain level of expertise. I would say... I would shave that sucker on the side, and I would lose. I think you have a good head structure. I think you could lose the beard and lose the side hair. The glasses still are pretty rocking. You'd have that sort of bookish Vin Diesel look.
Well, I'm wondering. Do you keep the facial hair because you don't have any on your head.
Pretty much.
Then you, because you are, nice.
Yeah, so I think you're right, Steve.
Nice head structure, good face, lose the side, get rid of it. Like, take it down as low as it can go, and if you can, shave it, the skull shaver, in addition to what you're going to get today. And I would say lose the beard and see how that looks.
I'd shape the beard. I wouldn't lose it all.
Nah. All right.
I would shape it.
Like, look weird with a, because if he does the head, then there's just going to be like a distinct line of where the beard starts.
I think that looks weird. I've always thought that looks weird, that a beard just starts in the middle of nowhere. To me, it's the anomaly. But listen.
Baby steps.
Here's
baby,
the deal.
Baby steps.
Preston benefited from a contoured beard around his chin. He doesn't feel he has a good jawline. Yeah. I think you have a good jawline. But that's our suggestion.
But let me ask you, are we going all the way down bald? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
All the way down bald.
Yes.
Shaved.
Okay.
All right. So,
saving
all right.
Grace.
Thank you, Thomas. We'll see how you turn out. Next, we have John Hudson. Good morning, John. How you doing?
Good morning. How's it going?
Wonderful. Where are you from, John?
South Plainfield, New Jersey.
Get a little bit closer here, sir. And tell us about your baldness and how it's been in your life.
It's been about like 10 years. I just never had the balls to shave it.
Okay.
As you started to see it then, were you like, son of a bitch? Or were you, yay!
I was planning to lose the weight first.
Ah.
With this service. Right now, my before pictures look worse than my after pictures.
Okay. All right.
Now, John has some wisps on
he
top.
He has wisps.
Mm-hmm. You have wisps, and wisps are not hot.
Are not good.
You're up. You're,
especially
you're,
when it's windy.
All right. We're going to see how he's doing. And by the way, it said here that you don't want to look like an Uncle Fester.
You will not.
Well, we'll find out. Listen, you can grow it back. Yeah. That's the thing about this. This is a test. You can grow
or
it back.
Or can you?
Or maybe we permanently destroy your follicles.
Preston, we worked with someone who had was starting to wisp, and they were mortified whenever it rained. Is that you?
Repeat?
Like when it rains, if you have wisps.
I wear a hat.
Oh, there you go. Okay. All right. Yeah.
All right.
I think he's gonna benefit a lot from it.
All right. Thank you, John. We'll see how you turn out. Next, we have Harley Nelson.
Harley,
step on up to the microphone here. How you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
Good. It says here that you were actually nominated by your wife.
I was.
Has she been suggesting this for a while?
Not really. I jokingly told her to enter me into this contest, not expecting her to.
And she did it.
And she did. And well, I got on.
And not only did she do it, Harley, but she was passionate about it. And she wrote in the email that she thinks you're the sexiest guy on the planet, but that this will help you look even sexier. So she loves you very, very much. It was really evident by the email that she wrote. But she thinks that this is going to improve how you look.
See, I look at you, Harley, and you have an expressive face. You have a good face. I think you lose a lot of this residual tumbleweed stuff going on. And I think she's right. And she loves you. You're going to make her happy.
I hope so.
Yeah.
And I think Harley has the longest of the hair of everyone. He's got a little bit hanging over his ears.
We're going to get rid of that.
That's gone.
Yeah, I used to have crazy hair in high school, like really long. So.
Well, those days are over. Yes. Get used to it. All right, Harley, good luck to you. We'll talk to you in a bit. All right, next we have Larry Miller. And Larry, when did you start balding?
Probably my early 20s.
Okay. Yeah. And that's a tough time, man.
Yeah.
But you've always wanted to shave your head?
I've always wanted to shave it. Once I started going bald, I wanted to shave it. Usually I keep it pretty low cut. My wife doesn't want it shaved.
Yeah.
She thinks I'm going to look weird. So I'm kind of doing this to show her, hey, it can be done. Like this morning, I told her that that I'm coming up here, that they're doing this intervention. But I didn't tell her it's getting shaved.
Oh. Well, here's the deal. As Preston says, it'll grow back, A. B, if you don't like
exactly.
it. But B, it may be a look that you like and you'll continue with. And that's we're presenting that option. A lot of people, a lot of guys don't ever pull the trigger. So they kind of stay in this, you know, it's limbo, you know. And they never at least see what they look like. You will finally find out.
Exactly. It'll grow back if she doesn't like it.
Right.
And by the way, Larry's got bushy sideburns. You notice that?
Oh, yep. Yeah. Yep.
Should we go with the bald and mutton chop look on him?
And leave those.
Yeah.
No.
No, I mean, we want to make them
if
look
you want to look like a roadie for Skynyrd,
For comedy purposes.
Yeah. All right, Larry, we'll see how you turn out in a little bit. Thank you very much. Next, we want to have Adam Mills come over. Now, Adam seems to have the most hair out of everyone.
Yes.
Adam, where are you from, by the way?
I'm actually from Kathy's old stomping grounds in Yardley.
Oh, nice. Okay. Right. All right, how old are you?
I'm 33.
33, and it's slipping.
Yeah, so my
you're combing over?
Kind of a slow burn.
Yeah.
So after college, people are like, hey, are you bald? And I'm like, no, it's just how I parted back there. I'm not bald.
So
right now I'm between like thinning and comb over territory.
Yeah.
Let me ask you stuff because I know this. I've been there. You know, certain lights you don't want to stand under.
These lights.
Like these lights. or certain things. And it's like, it's always something that you're thinking of. You have a good head structure as well. I think if you lose, I would even lose the facial hair. You're going to look younger, but you have, again, a good expressive face. I think this is going to be good for you.
Yeah.
Hope so.
I think for every one of you. All right. Thank you, Adam. Good luck to you. And then finally, yes, this is his real name, and he's emailed in many times. This is Harry Wood.
Harry, well, we know Harry, Harry Wood.
Gentlemen. How you doing, lady. Harry? Harry, I think, has the close. I think your forehead, you definitely have the most Klingonish look
yes,
about you.
He's warfish, but in a good way.
But in a good way. Because you've held on to the outer edges of the hair. When did you begin thinning?
17 years old.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
It was sort of like I always wore baseball caps, and one day I took off the baseball cap and I saw little threads of hair in there. I'm like, that's weird. Yep. And then like when I would start taking tests and it was just getting really intense, I'd just do this and what the hell?
It would start coming out in your hands. Yeah.
Coming out my hands and in between my fingers. I'm like, okay. And then eventually went through a lot of crazy times in my life and lots of stress, and it eventually just started falling out.
Okay.
And,
so were you nominated or did you decide to do this yourself?
I actually went about this backwards a little bit. I saw the ad on the webpage and it said comb over intervention. And I was like really interested. Okay, I'm emailing Nick about this right now. I didn't realize at the time that I had to be nominated first.
That's all right. No, we adjusted. Yeah,
but
no.
And then I heard a podcast like later that day. And I'm like, shoot.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Oh, no, it's all right. I mean, we had some guys that were signed up and they bailed, so we decided to have some people who wanted to come in on their own.
And then
so.
Harry and I went back and forth a little bit, and he was totally gung-ho about it, and we all wanted to make it happen.
Hooray!
Yay! Yes. I'm interested in seeing how you turn out. All right, Harry, get out of here.
Bye. Yeah.
So we have Thomas, John, Harley, Larry, Adam, and Harry, who are all going to get taken care of by our friends at Shaving Grace. Mike and James, who are here this morning. And by the way, they're in Exton, Nick?
Yes, Exton and Doylestown. Mike works in the one in Exton, which is right on Route 30 near the Exton Square Mall. And James works in the one in Doylestown.
All right.
So we're getting this done out in the green room because we want to be able to be surprised when they come in transformed.
Yes.
We're getting photographic evidence of everything that's taking place in here. So that'll go up and you'll be able to see it in stark contrast. I'm excited.
Yeah, we're not.
These are perfect specimens, Preston.
We are not going to see these guys until they're done. And yes, you're right, Steve. That's exactly.
Yeah.
This is what I was looking for. This type of it just, you know, I told you guys I was at the airport. I'm in security, and some dude had the full on Larry Fine from Three Stooges, curly, bushy around the sides. I took a picture of him, and I'm just like, no one can pull that off. Larry Fine pulled it off, and that's it.
One guy.
Yeah.
Larry Fine.
Yeah, that's it.
And once you have it gone, the revelation, and it may start you on other things that you change about your looks or whatever. Yeah, this could be the beginning of, again, the rest of your life.
It very well could be. Did you have any really embarrassing hair history?
Yeah, remember the hair that used to grow out of my back?
The big one that when you pulled it, her mouth would open up?
I think the worst, and I went through a lot of different hairstyles. I grew up in the height of the mullet revolution.
Oh, you had some champion mullets.
And I was very proud of my mullet at the time. And I always back this up when I get made fun of for having the mullet is Bono had a mullet.
Yes.
David Bowie had a mullet. Two of the hippest people of the time and coolest people
of the time. Several
others.
Mullets were the deal.
Patrick Swayze,
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Come on. No, but the hair mistake that I made was my sister gave me a perm. So my sister was going to stylist school, cosmetology.
Yes.
Right, yeah.
She's
going to be
practicing.
An astronaut. Right, yeah. No, so she wanted to practice on the thing, and she gave me, Kathy, she gave me a perm with small rods.
Yeah.
Which makes a really, really tight
curl. Yeah.
And, oh, it was horrible. Just not a good look at all.
I bet it looked awesome, though.
And now, I got varieties of highlights through the years. Those were fine, but the perm, oh, my God. Just the worst.
Yeah, I mean, we had some funky, you know, the women had, or girls had some crazy hair as well. But I remember, I think it was about fifth grade for me, and I had a girlfriend who started doing this with her hair, and I thought it was, like, the coolest thing. And I remember going to her house, and she taught me how to curl my hair so it looked the same as hers, and we would have the exact same hair every day. It was awful. It was basically you took your bangs, and you curled, you split the bangs in half. You curled the top half up.
Oh, yeah.
And then the bottom half down, but, like,
yes.
Didn't brush
the bird's nest. That was like
didn't brush it or anything. Like, it was just the curling iron. You pulled the curling iron out, and that was it. You put a whole bottle of hairspray in.
Yep. It's almost like a Beverly Goldberg, almost, right? You watch Goldbergs?
Awful. It was so ugly.
But that was the look, Kath. I mean, that was the look back then. It was, you know, the bird's nest, and that's what the girls would do. Like, the hair would be pulled back, kind of.
Yes, you'd wear in a ponytail.
And then you would just have this little bird's nest in the front of your head.
Yeah, I remember that.
And it was awful.
Some were better at it than others.
There was a girl that I didn't date. We just kind of hooked up one time. This was in high school, and I remember her hair. It was, if you took your hand and held it out,
right,
like palm out away from you, and just place it up against your forehead this, she had that going on with her hair. I don't know how she did
that. Preston, that's Ed Grimley.
Well, you know what? Because, okay, so the curl kind of morphed into that. Because you would just leave the curl.
Yeah.
And then I remember you would start to brush it out a little bit, tease it out just a little bit. So it was still a curl, but it kind of became fluffy.
Yeah.
So it might have been like that.
What year?
Like,
Dave, you remember in the 1920s where women wear feathers on their forehead like that?
Yeah, exactly.
It was like that, but with their hair. What year was that?
What year do you think that was?
88?
85.
Okay, yeah. I was thinking late 80s because, Casey, there was a girl from O'Hara that I hooked up with once, and she had the same hairstyle, and it was solid in the front. Like, there was so much hairspray and or mousse, and it was impressive. It must have taken a lot of effort. I guess the most embarrassing for me was the ponytail, but, like, I was just Mr. Sensitive Ponytail Man. I had long hair. I never wore it long. I always put it in a ponytail. So it was
just sort of a sign of the times, though, right?
It was it was just you and Kira Sedgwick sitting at the table.
I wanted to grow it out long, and it looked better when it was in between. Like the mid length was better look for me. But I just kept growing it, and then eventually.
I don't know. I'm really concerned about what's going on in El Salvador.
So we used to hang out, apparently.
Casey, of all the people on the show, Casey is a guy that I've seen the most evolving hair throughout the years. Because you would go from growing it long to just shaving it all off.
Yeah.
And I've never been that guy. Never, ever, ever. Once I got it long, I'm like, I'm keeping it like this. And I'm gonna style it. Or I may change the style. But never change the length dramatically.
I sort of have to, like, recuse myself of this conversation because I didn't necessarily have those hairstyles, a long hairstyle, because I thought it looked good or I was going for something. I grew my hair out long so that I could get an afro. I mean, as simple as that.
Like, over the time that we've known you, you've had some fairly rocking looks that didn't seem to be predicated solely on doing something goofy, though you've done your share of that as well.
The problem with the afro, though, is that my hair was too soft. And so I ended up
getting a good one.
I ended up looking like Kenny G.
Did you have a favorite?
I actually didn't mind that hair, the long curly hair. There's a picture that I have of me and my wife back when we were dating. And I'm like, I look at it, I go, it doesn't look that bad. It really doesn't look that bad. I just don't like the growing out process.
It's a pain in the ass. You actually look good with short hair as well.
It's just easier. That washing, drying, styling, it's just a lot easier with short hair.
The unfortunate part of growing it out is it has to go through a looking terrible phase.
But for
months.
With that said, there is a look that I did like because I wear a hat all the time anyways. I like that little the curl that you get. In fact, like younger baseball players like that look now as well. Like my nephew's 16.
Yeah.
And they like the curl that you know, they grow their hair out just enough so it kind of like curls outside of the hat.
Really?
Yeah. It's sort of, I've seen that.
Yeah.
In junior high for about maybe half of eighth into ninth, I had hair down to my shoulders.
Yeah.
And then I said, you know, it's too much freaking work.
It's a lot of work.
It's a nightmare. And so, but for the most of my life, I've had either crew cuts or very short haircuts?
My brother was able to do the fro. He grew it for 2 years.
Like a full fro?
Like a full fro. I mean, because he has really curly hair. And,
oh, okay.
And remember, I mean, he lost all of his hair when he had to do chemo. Yeah. So when it started to grow back, he let it go for 2 full years, and he got like a nice fro going on. And then summertime hit, and he just got hot, so he shaved it off.
We're looking at the pictures of the curl in the back. I think that looks stupid. I've always thought like, that looks stupid.
Yeah, but when you have a baseball cap on.
With a baseball cap
really?
On. Yeah.
Oh,
But
that's going back to like 70s.
When I see somebody with that, I think, okay, the guy's, he's trying to grow it out. He's going to go long, and it's going to take a little while. Well, like I remember Jason Wirth before he grew his hair. It started, he had to go through that phase, and eventually it got heavy and it got long, and it looked pretty cool. Caveman.
Yeah, you can only stay, like a friend of ours, David Seidman, who has, the hair on his head was always, at a certain length, but he would do these patterns with his beard.
And
become so much work to, like, you only hit a sweet spot with this kind of haircut for just a brief period.
Yeah.
You're always fighting, you know, your hair growing out.
Did you ever know anybody who tried to use the, speaking of the male pattern baldness, that you remember that felt spray?
Yes, I do know someone
on their head.
No. A comedian.
Oh.
Preston, this guy had like 30 cans of this. You're basically spraying felt onto your head.
Yeah.
So and my other friend who's a comedian lived with him in an apartment in L.A. and he was going on auditions.
Yeah.
And he goes, he'd be in his room and you'd hear the phone ring. It'd be some his agent, bling, to the bathroom. Out the door to the it was crazy.
You know what, and this is a roundabout story, so give me just a second about that. If I caught myself doing something like that several years ago, somebody told me a hack for golfing on your driver. If you slice regularly, there's a cheat you can do. If you put Vaseline on the face,
I heard chapstick.
Or chapstick on the face of the driver, it will stop the ball from slicing. I did it and it worked. And I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. So I started taking it with me to the golf course and I would put it on before each shot. And after a while I looked at myself, I'm like, what am I doing? What has my life? I'm cheating.
Giving a handy to my golf club.
Right, exactly. And I would see the same thing with spraying your head like that. What am I doing?
If you were that much a slave that you know, you're spraying on felt hair.
Which is why today is a perfect example of
liberation.
Liberation. Instead of buying those cans and spraying like your comedian friend did, Steve, every time he needed to go,
buy a wig.
Even worse. Yeah.
Even worse.
My dad went bald early. I mean, I've only known him, you know, but he went through all of those phases. I mean, he tried the spray. He tried, what was the, Rogaine? Was that the
Rogaine?
He tried that. He tried different shampoos and, you know, he went with like the male pattern baldness look. He grew the sides out, then he shaved it. He went completely bald. I mean, he went through every phase there is.
Listen, right now you could, if you wanted to, there's surgery and stuff like that that would take care of it. It's a surgery though. It's an involved, you know, it's a bit of a process.
It's invasive.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can get this done. We're going to find out. We have these six guys that are taken care of from our friends at Shaving Grace. Mike and James are in our green room. They're doing it right now. And we're gonna have a complete reveal a little bit later on. I realize this is radio, but we will have all of it on our social media platforms, and we'll have video rolling as well. If you want to check that out. So I'm glad we're finally making this happen, Steve.
Yes.
We've talked about it for a while, and now it's going on. The comb over intervention is taking place here in the studios of the Preston and Steve Shop. They're all getting a haircut. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back in a moment. I got some bizarre file stories. We're going to go live on Fox Good Day as well, so make sure that you stay with us.
93.3 WMMR presents Jackson's Local Shots Artist of the Month, Honey Tiger. Celebrating our area's best talent. Bringing it to you on air, online, and in the community. Click Local Shots at WMMR.com to see and hear more. Honey Tiger, Jackson's Local Shots Artist of the Month. Sponsored by Family and Company Jewelers. Find a band that rocks her world at Family. 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks.
We're going to go live on Fox Good Day in about, I don't know, 20 seconds or so. And before we do that, I realized I had mentioned earlier I was going to tell you what the Word of the Week prize was, and I didn't. How dare me? I have a pair of tickets that we will give away. Pit tickets, actually, for Marilyn Manson and Rob Zombie, BB&T Pavilion,
Thursday, August 9th, and you will also get passes to meet either Rob or Marilyn. It will be your choice. So we'll do the letter of the day at the end of the show this morning, and then two more letters after today, and you're good to go. Some tickets do remain for Rob Zombie and Marilyn Manson. You can go to Ticketmaster.com.
July.
Here we go.
What we learned from the Eagles media guide yesterday, Preston and Steve, is that Jalen Mills' first jersey that he ever put on was in an Allen Iverson jersey. Big AI fan. He's from Lancaster.
No, cool.
Wow.
How about that?
But it doesn't matter. People all over the country were AI fans. Well, it wasn't just here.
In oh, yeah.
Globally, mm-hmm. AI.
Universally. just keep expanding
Saturn,
the parameters.
Yeah, yeah. Everywhere. guys, listen to this. Do you guys, like for birthdays and special occasions, do people bring in food?
Like a potluck?
Like a potluck to the radio station.
We have food brought in every day to the radio station.
Constantly.
Must be nice.
Yeah. The difference is that now we'll have professional, restaurants and top level people bringing food. That's the difference. And then we have people who bring in food to cook it themselves.
Yep.
And that is where it can get to be a bit of an issue.
Well, we heard about this company that's banning certain foods. Is there anything that you guys would ban, Preston?
Wow.
Anything that Nick eats?
Well, that's everything. So we wouldn't have to worry about that. Would I ban any type of food? I'm pretty open to almost anything. It would depend on how well it's cooked. Like
squirrel?
I would
squirrel.
Venison chili I would probably pass on.
I know one that I love popcorn, but microwave popcorn is like mustard gas when it's the smell permeates the entire. It's too much.
That's true.
Yeah.
I remember at one place I worked, they had a sign. They're like, you're not allowed to heat fish in the microwave.
Oh, my God. Yeah. We used to work with someone who, like, brought in trout all the time.
Really?
And it smelt like death. I would have rather been a coroner. Yes.
Yeah.
Casey just held up the name of the woman. She's very nice, older woman, but...
Anything,
oh, my God.
Anything that stinks up the place. It was my fault one time. I was a music director at Y100, and I was given, there was a band called Real Big Fish, and the company was promoting it, the record company, so they sent me, like, this huge tuna steak. It was gigantic. And so I put it in, we had a little mini, a dorm-sized fridge in
where
the jock
lounge. Where you keep
soda,
usually.
And I threw it in there. I'm like, I'll get to that later on. I left it there over the weekend.
Oh.
And it stunk the entire building up. It was in a refrigerator. It should have been fine.
Oh, my God. It was just horrible.
Yeah.
But I have to disagree with you guys about the microwave popcorn. I think if you are going to make it, you need to make two bags, one for yourself and then leave another bag in the kitchen for everyone else because it smells so good.
Some people think it smells bad,
especially
if you burn it a little bit.
Yeah.
That's when it's rank. What about you guys?
Alex, what do you bring to work? What do you cook in the microwave that Mike just wants to kill you for?
He just gets irritated. Oh, I bring boiled eggs, and I think sometimes he doesn't like that.
And she'll eat it right here on the desk.
I mean, it's...
Sometimes it smells like farts.
It does. Yeah.
I can't help it. I have to admit it.
That's
an eggy, gassy fart.
That's what I first thought it was when I first got to know her.
You thought I had gas?
Yes.
Wow, that Alex is really gassy.
Yeah. We'll see you later, guys.
Bye, guys. We'll see you. So, No, we get good food brought all the time.
All the time. It's a perk.
Yesterday we had amazing Caesar salad. From
that
the salad
guy
king.
Was awesome.
That's right.
Alfio.
I loved him.
Alfio was so cool. And honestly, we're not kidding. People were asking throughout the day. I'm not a big Caesar salad fan, but that was damn good Caesar salad.
It was fantastic. So we're lucky in that regard. Two things. We skipped traffic, so we're going to do that now. And then after the bizarre file, an announcement. We've got one of those. Let's take a look at that traffic, Kathy. What's going on this morning?
202 northbound jams, Route 100 to 30. The left lane blocked with an accident. Another accident on 422 eastbound jams, Limerick to 23. It's in the left lane there. Schuylkill eastbound, slowing 202 to Belmont, the Boulevard into Girard westbound side. The Boulevard to Belmont, Conshohocken out to the Blue Route. PA Turnpike westbound, slow Willow Grove to Fort Washington. Blue Route southbound jams, the Mid-County tolls to the Schuylkill, Broomall to McDade, and then northbound 95 to Route 1. 95 northbound, slowing Chichester Ave to Curlin Street. New Hope to the Scudder Falls Bridge. Southbound Bridge to Girard and then Ridley Park to the Commodore Barry Bridge. 42 freeway northbound slows 41 to 295. We've got volume 55 northbound from Deptford to the 42 freeway. This traffic report brought to you by
Account temps demand for top talent is at an all-time high. Account temps can help you find highly skilled temporary accounting and financing professionals who fit the needs and hit the ground running. Account temps, a Robert Half Company. And that's your traffic on 93.3 WMMR.
All right, let's do the Bizarre File.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Brought to you by CF Logistics, LLC. CF Logistics, LLC is expanding their fleet, looking for professional drivers to join their family-owned company. Apply today at CFLogisticsLLC.com. That's CFLogisticsLLC.com. I got sent this by everybody yesterday, so I want to make sure that I do pass this along. A man who stripped naked before working out at a New Hampshire gym told police officers he thought that he was in a judgment-free zone before being arrested.
Well, that's their ad slogan.
Yeah. 34-year-old Eric Stagno was charged with indecent exposure, lewdness, and disorderly conduct for taking off all of his clothes and exercising at the Planet Fitness. Police said that he walked back and forth and started doing yoga poses, Kathy.
Yes.
On the yoga mat.
Well.
And he allegedly referenced, could you see somebody doing like the warrior pose, totally naked like that? He allegedly referenced Planet Fitness's slogan that it is a judgment-free zone.
Remember when we, who do we have, Chinstrap and Steve?
Yes.
And we just had them hanging out naked in the locker room.
They were doing the bicycle.
They were doing bicycle kicks together and playing Connect Four.
They were playing Connect Four because we had a, you know, the guys who hang out completely nude in the locker room, and they're sitting there naked on the bench facing each other playing was it Connect Four or something?
Connect Four and bicycling. How did we get away with that?
I don't know how.
Well,
we
you're
got
allowed
away.
To be naked in the
you
gym.
You are. It's in the locker room.
And it's just your gym.
When you walk out the door into the gym, that's when it becomes an issue.
Yep.
Stagno is free on bail and is scheduled to be arraigned on the 21st of September. Last Sunday night, Oregon resident Lauren Taylor entered her living room and was met with quite the unusual surprise. A pair of yellow-brown eyes were staring up at her from behind her couch, and it was a mountain lion.
Oh, wow.
Inside.
Whoa.
And listen to what she did. So apparently somebody had left the back door open, and the curious cat had wandered right in after drinking from a fountain in the yard. Now, Taylor's housemate noticed the animal first and shrieked, causing the lion to retreat behind the couch. Taylor, who has previously worked in wildlife rescue, also practices energy healing. She knew that they'd have to give the cat a lot of space and remain calm to encourage her to leave safely. So Taylor saw the lion lie down, so she quietly went outside to keep watch through the window. And to her surprise, the lion fell asleep on her couch.
Aww.
As the minutes passed and Taylor remained outside, the lion continued to sleep. Eventually, she woke up and noticed a human staring at her. Now, Taylor began blinking slowly at her, which is in feline body language, signifying that you pose no threat.
Yes.
So she said, I gazed lovingly, then blinked hard, and then she did it back. And then she went back to sleep.
Shut up. Really?
So Taylor remained outside. Taylor remained outside for nearly 6 more hours as the lion continued napping behind the couch. She didn't call the authorities or anything. She just waited it out. She said it was a couple of hours to dawn, and we needed to prompt her to leave without alarming her so much that she panicked. So she and her housemate slowly opened up a few more doors, and then they started lightly tapping a drum from a safe vantage point at the top of the stairs. They went back inside the house. And as quickly as the lion came, she left. She walked out of
That's
the house.
That's just wild. And they're such beautiful animals.
They're gorgeous.
Yeah.
And when they're not ripping your jugular vein.
That's when they're not as attractive.
Now, Taylor said that she roused and she knew just what to do. She said she walked through the open doors, through the yard, across the creek, and through the empty field behind us, exactly as we had shown her.
I'll be back.
Despite the lion's clear signs of being comfortable in Taylor's home, she's certain that the animal was just passing through. She said there's been a lot of wildfires in the area recently, and it's likely that's what pushed her to wander into the neighborhood.
By the way, I took a piss on your couch.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's really, really good. I had no idea about that blinking thing either.
Yes, if you want to calm down a cat, the slow blinking gives them a comfort. Yes.
No kidding.
That's cats do it all the time.
Sheriff's deputies say a stretch of Lehigh Station Road remains closed after a dump truck
ripped down several utility poles early in the day. Utility poles had stretched across the road, and authorities said a dump truck belonging to Ferrari Excavating got caught on overhead wires, taking down more than a dozen poles because the bed of the truck was still in the upright position as it left a construction job.
There are YouTube videos of trucks doing this all over the place, and one of the best is the truck is up and they go under an overpass, concrete, and it just explodes.
Well, this went down the road ripping down power lines. Jennifer Miner was home at the time, heard the crash. She said, I heard an explosion, and my window was ready to shatter. And the driver of the dump truck and four other people had to stay inside the vehicles because they were live power lines, and it made for a dangerous situation. Crews quickly responded, cutting the power at one point leaving more than 12,000 customers without electricity. Yeah, so we're watching a video of the dump truck.
Boom!
Oh, my God. Hitting the overpass. It exploded.
Yes.
That's nuts.
I mean, listen, if there's cars going on that bridge on the overpass, like,
kill people.
Halo. Yeah. A little bit of an incident.
All right, we only have time for one more story. I showed this to Kathy yesterday. This is awesome. Washington State authorities took to Facebook this weekend where they shared an image of a suspect who they said hid out in a dryer. Okay, now.
Yes.
Did you see this?
It is hilarious.
Okay, so when you think dryer, you think, okay, somebody could probably squeeze into one of those if they really tried hard.
Right.
This is actually the one this guy got into is one that you find in an apartment complex that is a double-decker. The dryer is on top of the washer.
We were just talking about this, Kathy.
Yeah.
Is this humanly possible that this guy squeezed himself into this? The picture is priceless.
Yes.
You just see his face with like a foot sticking out next to it. Steve, it reminds me of the movie Real Genius. Where,
oh, my God. Yeah.
Where the guy ends up in the crushed car.
Yes. Top Secret.
Yeah, Top Secret. Sorry, not Real Genius. Yes. Spokane police said the adult version of hide and seek never turns out well for anyone. What is depicted in this body camera footage frame is the lengths that some suspects will go to avoid police. Authorities explained that they were working on a tip from the domestic violence unit that an offender may go back to the victim's home, thus be in violation of a protection order. Police said the suspect went indoors and refused to emerge. It was an apartment-sized stackable washer-dryer combo, and the canine unit found the man. Nobody was harmed. The suspect was arrested for violating a no-contact order. It's hilarious.
If he's abusive, the thing you should have done is, as he's watching, you just go over, close the door, and put it on.
But first, you throw in a fabric softener.
Yeah.
You know, throw
we don't want any static.
Yeah, exactly, and then turn it on. All right, and there you go. That's what I got in the bizarre file for you. You guys ready for an announcement?
Yes.
This is cool, man.
The first go-round of this was so successful that we constantly get asked for its return.
I'm excited that we're doing this again, and it is... Case,
yeah,
are we going to play this music right here?
Either that or the one next to it.
Let's play this one because it's the return of Kathy's Bitch Box. Yeah! That's right. It's Kathy's Bitch Box Part 2 that's taking place. And this is officially a Preston and Steve sorority party that we will be having. So what is Kathy's Bitch Box? Well, it is a hand-picked assortment of some wonderful products by Miss Romano that she thinks that you should have. And they're all placed into a wonderful package known as Kathy's Bitch Box.
It's a riff. We were talking one morning about the Birch Box.
Yes.
And so I blurted out Bitch Box. And Kathy and I kind of looked at each other and went, huh?
Which
and
I'm sure
off and running.
Most women know what it is, but it's just like a subscription service. You order it. It comes once a month and it has samples of different items in it. So
curated by other people for you. Right. It's like Oprah's favorite things, but in a box.
Exactly. Yeah.
So this event is going to be taking place Thursday, August 23rd. We've got some time, roughly a month or so before we have this event, and it's going to be at Harrah's Philadelphia.
Yeah.
That is correct. So it's a Thursday night. From 6 to 8 p.m., we'll have the highly anticipated sequel of Kathy's Bitch Box 2. Each invited winner and their guests will receive the Bitch Box filled with some of her favorite products. It is a ladies-only event, and your first drink is free. We'll have a happy hour buffet, and we're going to have a good time, and we'll indoctrinate you into the sorority of Zeta Eta Pi if you're not already a member.
And I have to say, last year's Bitch Box was great. It was amazing. But this year, oh my gosh. Some
really?
Of the stuff, yes, that I got to put in this box is awesome.
Yeah, there's a lot of great companies that are on board. Original Drinking Beauties, Drinking Buddies, True Beauty Concepts, Braided Charm, Hey Honey, Yomi Bites, there's a bunch of them. Marinella Jewelry, Bondi Band, Sets Beauty, Wind and Waves Soap, Wine Knots, Priori Skincare,
wow.
Pressed Toothpaste, Jade Yoga. There's a lot of things.
Wine Nuts?
Yeah, that you're going to like.
Wine Nuts.
Pine Nuts?
And Nick, you'll love it because you know how sometimes like your teeth or the red wine will stain your mouth?
Yeah.
Well, it's like a little mint that takes away the stain.
So there's a whole bunch of things we want you to, when you're going to get down there, you're going to see the specifics and we're going to reveal everything when you're down there. But we're going to give absolutely love to the people who made this. As you say, Kathy, a quantum leap ahead from last Bitch Box.
Yeah, you know what? There's probably double the amount of samples
in
this box. And just one note, Hey Honey actually is giving our listeners for the month of August 20% off any of their products. You just enter a code in checkout. It's Bitch Box 20. So if you're interested,
nice.
This is one of my favorite products.
Hey, Kath, I got a question about people that come to this event. If you don't come to this event, you don't get, if you win passes to the event and you don't come,
you don't get the box.
You don't get the box. You have to come to get the box.
Yes, it's the only way to do it and do it right because it becomes a nightmare the first time around.
We're going to be firm about that this time around. So only if you make it to the event. But what's great is I think we're going to have a couple hundred people at this event.
Yes.
So I can start by giving away five of these. The only requirement is you have to be free that night. You got to be at least 21 years of age. Do not call if you do not fall under the requirements of both of those. 215-263-WMMR. And it's brought to you by Harris Philadelphia. You can sign up now for a total rewards card and receive over $250 in offers. Take exit 8 on I-95. Harris Philadelphia. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we're actually going to do a fashion show at the event.
Yeah. Am I doing it?
No. You're not doing it. Okay. Actually, the Calendar Girls are going to model clothes from a shop in Warrington called Elsie. They're going to come out and they're going to give a little fashion show.
And Preston, we're going to be the only guys there.
I love it. All right, let's get you on board. Five callers right now. Kathy's Bitch Box, and that is again on August 23rd, 6 to 8 p.m. at Harrah's Philadelphia. Happy to do it again. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a moment or two. We're going to have actor Ryan Eggold in our studio in a little while. We have six guys that are getting their lives changed. It is the comb-over intervention that is taking place. Shaving Grace is now shaving our guys out in the green room. We're going to do all these before and after posts. We'll put them up on social media. Of course, photography, taking the pictures, and more. So I think we're changing lives this morning, Steve.
Yes!
We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us.
93.3 WMMR. Online, on demand, and on the air.
Including our digital HD signal. The best sounding MMR there is. WMMR HD and HD2. The MM Archives channel.
You know these will be the good old days 20 years from now. And
Barbershop Quartet.
I love it.
Because we have barbers here.
So. I'm a big fan of Barbershop Quartet.
I like them too.
Yeah.
I wish I could be. I'd like to be the bass singer for a Barbershop Quartet.
Songs our fathers know. And
there's no way I could do it though.
Seems the old songs were sung by
it's nice, and then after about 10 minutes, you're like, okay, that's enough.
Let's move along.
Mm-hmm. But anyhow, yes, we have our Shaving Grace barbers who are here doing the work on these gentlemen. Yes, Case.
Hey, can I do a quick thank you for anybody? No, then never mind.
No, go ahead. I'm just kidding.
Of course you can.
No, I want to thank everybody that came out to the Irish Pub last night for the Tour de Shore fundraiser. Steve came out. Pierre Robert came out. Marissa, Pancake, and also Matt Core. But then also a whole bunch of team members came out. And we raised an extra $500 for Team WMMR.
It was a great turnout.
It was actually a better turnout than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
So I was really, really happy with how everything came out. Now, when we had Mark O'Connor from the Irish Pub in studio last week to kind of, you know, promote things that are going on, our team had raised somewhere in the neighborhood of $19,000. As of this morning, we're at $28,000 in change.
Dude, that's amazing.
Yes. Almost 10 G's more. That's awesome.
Yep. I got to give a big, big shout out to Sherry Ivers, who is my team captain, who helped coordinate everything last night. But also, there's a guy, Preston. His name is John Grosso.
He looks like John Bernthal.
Or actually, might be John Grossi. He joined my team last week. And in a week's time, he is the second leading fundraiser in all of the Tour de Shore.
That's great.
And he has raised just himself alone over $6,500 and counting. So thank you so much to John.
That's cool, man.
Yep.
All right. When is that event?
It's Sunday. I had a goal of raising $40,000, which I totally thought was unattainable, but...
Getting close.
We're getting close.
Right,
we're
getting close. Nice. You know what? I've just created a new thing.
Yeah. Oh, really?
The Preston and Steve audio roundup.
Oh, the audio roundup. Wait. You have the entertainment roundup.
I know. But we have a couple of pieces of audio that we haven't played that have been sitting around for a few days. They'll go to waste.
Audio hoedown?
No.
Okay.
I never have liked the word hoedown.
Audio bris.
No. Audio what?
Bris.
That's when you cut off the foreskin.
Yeah. It just seems the most likely. But
does it?
Well, listen, it's your segment. You can. No, but yeah, we've been accruing things, right? Over there? Yeah.
The audio purge.
There we go. All right,
so like, not
audio.
Down.
It's what's for dinner.
All right. Yeah. Foreskin. It's
what's
for
foreskin.
Dinner.
It's what's for dinner.
Over here at the rabbi's house, we know good eats.
Oh, dear Lord. No, so there's some pieces of audio that we didn't get to. Stevie said there's a new... lengthy piece of music from R. Kelly.
Yeah, so R. Kelly has a 19-minute song. What the hell is the name? What the?
Is this called I Admit It?
I Admit It. It is a. It basically sounds like a deposition. You know, the man in the closet there. That whole series of songs.
That was like 15
now
years
in the closet.
Ago.
Yeah. The closet. Yeah. Well, this is that. But it sounds like he's sitting there, just going through everything that's been in the gossip rags and. All this stuff, and he addresses one right after another, and it's some weird listening in the way only R. Kelly can present it.
All right, I haven't heard this yet. Here we go.
I admitted how ever since the first day, that without knowing I signed my publishing away. I admitted I was young and caught up and so blind, yeah. Said I had dyslexia, couldn't read all the contracts, yeah. And now the truth in this message is I'm a broke-ass legend. The only reason I stay on tour is because I gotta pay my rent. I never thought that it would come to this, to being the most disrespected artist. So I had to write a song about it, because they always take my words and twist it.
Okay.
19 minutes of that.
And it
so
stays.
I called up the furniture delivery. They said they'd be there between 9 and 5. They showed up at 5:15. I didn't know where to put the couch.
Come on! Yeah.
I'm not laughing that he has dyslexia, but the fact that he has dyslexia, couldn't read the contracts, made it into the lyrics of the song.
Here's what you do, and I don't know if he knows about this, but what you do is you get a lawyer.
A lawyer
who doesn't have dyslexia, and they'll do it for you.
Mm-hmm. Which I'm sure I really have, but I didn't put it in the song.
Yep.
To explain why I got so screwed and what I did so wrong.
Wow, that was nice.
Thank you. You are good.
Man, listen, man, I pee on people too.
Yeah.
That's what R. Kelly supposedly does, did. Here's another clip from that.
I admit I am not perfect. I never said I was perfect. Say I'm abusing these women. They're brainwashed. Really? Kidnapped.
Wait, what?
He's cursing.
Brainwash?
Oh, he was... Yeah. All right. So, yeah, they brainwash.
Say I'm abusing these women. They brainwashed. Really? Kidnapped. Really? Can't eat. Really? Real talk, that really? Shit sounds silly. Really? And if you...
Really?
Just
really?
Met the king of Caesar salads.
Really?
Really?
Has his own bowl.
Really?
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 Uses anchovies. That's what gives it that salty taste. He really wanna know. Her father dropped her off in my show and told his boy to put her on the stage. I ain't chasing Blanche these the ladies, no.
What's that?
Blanche was the most annoying golden girl. These ladies are chasing me, yeah.
That's it.
But he goes on. I mean, there's what you just heard is about 50 seconds of a 19-minute song.
And does it... It, does it ever change from that?
About halfway through, it goes...
with a chick there and a chick there.
No.
Chick. Oh, McDonald had a farm.
Like a 19-minute long song, if it's just the same melody and the same beat repeated over and over, you can't sit and listen to it.
I think a good portion of it is that.
Wow. I mean, honestly, that's kind of like church songs, you know?
McDonald had a farm.
When they're doing... like responsorial psalms or whatever, and it's just like the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over.
It goes on and on and on. I like the ones that change it up a little bit, like Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, No, but I mean, like, you know, the progressive bands like Yes and Rush and so on, they've and Pink Floyd have these really long songs, but they have
change.
They have movements.
I love that sort of stuff. You don't hear that anymore in rock anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
But no.
Other audio to catch up on, Matthew
McConaughey.
Yeah,
Matthew McConaughey makes sounds in movies, and we have a montage of those.
This is just him making sounds.
Him making sounds, saying sorts of things.
I see a theme for the rest of
it's
the morning.
It's a theme that we'll have on the show today.
So, in a lot of his movies, he does. You know, there's sort of McConaughey-isms,
right?
And just sounds like in Wolf of Wall Street and all that stuff. And you get about 30 seconds of it, but it gives you an idea.
Okay.
Bang, bang, bang.
God.
You know how actors have their things?
Yeah.
And that's a go-to thing for
him. Is he getting a massage in this one or something? Or is there
I don't remember that one.
It sounds like he's got some kind of a vibrating mechanism
up his
back.
Butt. Yeah. That's Wall Street.
That's Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah. This is. Okay. What's he doing?
Kind of like a chant, you know, just...
get himself psyched up.
Inspiring Leo DiCaprio.
Okay. Yeah. I like the...
Bang, bang, bang.
True Detective?
Is that what that is?
Oh, he's... Because it comes from that.
Oh, too, I don't know. Maybe. Yeah. Mm. Do you make noises, just mouth noises?
Every day.
Yeah, I do too.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But what do you
mean? No, well, we know what you do. I do like rhythm things, almost like I'm playing a beat, but it's only I can hear it. It's tongue clicks and my teeth clanging together or clacking together.
Why do you clang? Do this?
Because he clicks his teeth
throughout the day.
I'm very rhythmic, and I constantly have a beat going somewhere. If I'm not tapping it out, you guys won't be able to hear it, but I'm like,
I can hear that.
I never hear you doing that.
It's very quiet.
Yeah.
I'm on a microphone right now. I do it all the time. I do it if I'm doing something fairly menial. If I'm washing the dishes or if I'm cleaning something up or I keep like a rhythm going. I don't know why. It's really weird.
I will get something locked in my head and it's usually very stupid and comical and I'll repeat it a thousand times.
Yeah.
See, you do this thing and I, listen, I'm not like casting judgment or anything like that, but you do this thing when you're thinking about something. You're like, oh, let me think of this. And then you go...
Sure, I do something.
Right.
But I do?
Yeah, but okay. I heard your wife do the same exact thing one time.
Wouldn't doubt it.
And I'm like, well, who started that then? Yeah. Is it your thing that she picked up on? Or is it her thing that picked up on?
I would imagine that couples probably do that.
They click together.
Yeah, they start clicking.
Yeah.
Or Steve
couples
go,
You know the old saying, couples that click together.
Yeah.
Stick together.
That's why I got divorced because my wife didn't click. So.
She's not a clicker?
No.
Married a non-clicker.
It ruined the marriage.
Wow. She doesn't click. Did you hear this about Nick's
wife?
How
does that make you feel when she doesn't click?
Well, I'm a little hurt. And I think we both should click.
You've
together.
Heard me. I make all sorts of weird sounds.
I thought we understood each other.
And she doesn't respond with the proper sound. Nick is basically a landbound humpback whale.
You got to respect the click, man.
His wife doesn't click. It's like Predator. Oh my God.
She wouldn't bend.
Get out of my paw. Get out of my paw.
All right.
But listen, he's making weird sounds, but at least he switches it up. It's not like the Owen Wilson wow thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's a fallback, though. Mm-hmm. These are some things that these... But that's okay. Okay. I think McConaughey's, a solid actor.
All right. If that's all the audio roundup we have for now, I think
it was... Oh, no, you missed one.
Oh, wait, what is it?
A dog that sings Britney Spears.
Oh, yeah. Here it is. I got this. Yes.
All right, I would like to hear this.
Let's see if you guys can identify what song this is that this dog is singing.
I already know you said it, yeah. So, but here we go.
No way.
Oh, I got it.
What?
No. Toxic.
Yeah.
Very good, Nick.
That's good.
Yeah, the little violin part.
Yeah.
Do we have that?
A violin?
Yeah.
Oh.
A little string part.
Or a synthesizer or something.
And she sings that, I think, that melody at one point. We might have it somewhere. Do you have it?
I think this is it.
All right, it says no auto tune.
Oh.
I think this is her a bad version.
Yeah.
Those are strings.
Yeah.
You learn stuff.
Yeah. All right. So that's the part. Let me get that.
Can you play the dog with that?
You have to isolate that, Casey. Can you do that?
Yeah. Give me a second here.
Let me just take a moment to edit that. But
all right.
A guilty pleasure of mine. Toxic. Oopsie.
Listen, I follow Britney on Instagram.
I like that song.
I like her. What can I say?
She was just an AC.
Was she?
Two shows, I think, at the Borgata. I had several friends that went over the weekend.
There are a lot of things vocally I don't like about her. She is and she can't sing.
Part of her singing, but she kind of overdoes it a little bit. But I do like... I actually like it when she does that. But I do like Toxic for some reason. All right, here's the dog.
No, it's her and then the dog.
Here's her and then the dog. Right. The song
Let's see if you
dog.
Can actually tell the difference.
Yes!
Yeah,
yeah,
it's perfect, yeah.
Yes.
That's not bad.
No.
Speaking of animal sounds, can I segue into something?
Yes.
If we're done with the audio roundup?
Yeah.
Unless we have more audio?
What is this called? Is this animal sounds?
No, this is just keying off of that.
Pet sounds?
Pet sounds.
Okay. Pet sounds.
Which is the classic Beach Boys album. No, scientists haven't given too much attention to the significance of horse snorting before now.
Oh. What? So we learned earlier, well, I knew it, but I just have 9 cats, but about the closing your eyes makes cats feel more at ease.
Yes.
Maybe there's more to horse snorting than we originally thought.
The expulsion of air through the equine nose.
But that's not a snort. That's a...
That's kind of a snort, yeah.
So a snort, yeah.
What's that?
It's not a snort. It's a snort.
Okay. All right, anyhow, the equine nose has normally been connected with clearing phlegm, flies, or other irritants. But now researchers in France say that these blowouts are a key indicator of what's going on in the equine mind.
Mm.
They found horses living in relaxed environments produce far more snorts than those in stressful conditions. So understanding when a horse is feeling happy scientifically is quite difficult. Cats are easy by comparison. Their purring is a clear sign of contentedness. Horses give off conflicting signals. Their heart rate rates increase at the anticipation of food, but decrease during grooming, something that humans generally believe they enjoy. Some people believe that horses being playful are showing that they are happy, but researchers say that this isn't always the case, as play can be a coping mechanism
for
when horses are faced with unexpected events, and it may also be a way of reducing social tension in a group.
So you naturally assume when you hear an animal snorting that it's getting ready to fight, right?
Yes.
That it's getting aggressive.
Yes.
So snorting in horses means...
Well, I'll get to that. Right. In this study, the scientists wanted to test the anecdotal idea that snorting in horses occurs more often in positive situations. Experts say that horses produce 3 different non-vocal sounds, all bypassing air through their large nostrils. Snores are very short, raspy sounds produced when a horse is examining something new. Blows are described as short and very intense exhalations that are associated with vigilance or alarm. But the fully fledged snort, though, is a bit different. It is a pulsed sound produced by nostril vibrations when expelling air. And researchers examined horses in riding schools and those kept in naturalistic conditions. The horses in the riding schools were kept in small stalls. Mm-hmm. They were ridden for 4 to 12 hours a week under the supervision of a riding teacher. They were allowed out on grass for differing but limited amounts of time. In contrast, the horses kept in natural conditions lived in small groups on pastures and were occasionally used for relaxed outdoor leisure riding.
Did they put any horses up in condominiums?
They should have because just that's that, really relaxing.
That's very relaxing. With a nice balcony.
Right. You don't have to worry about any yard work or anything like that.
Some wine, perhaps a cheese assortment, something to really calm them down.
And by the way, I think that sound effect you played is actually the snort, Casey. I don't think that's coming out of the mouth.
Well, it's got to be a snort because it's labeled snort.
I think that's the nose.
Yeah.
The scientists stared at the horses for 5 minutes, and they recorded all the snorting activities of all groups and also noted what they were doing in the position of their ears.
Because could you imagine you go home and tell your wife what you do? I study horse snorts. I really hit the jackpot with you.
Backward pointing ears is associated with negative emotional states in horses, while forward pointing are seen as an indication of positive feelings.
I never think of horses as aggressive creatures.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, but I mean, listen, I don't hang around a lot of horses. I'm the first to admit it.
Listen, I tell you what, we went on a trail ride a few years ago before I took Carter out west for our trip to the Dude Ranch, and we wanted to go get on horses just so we had a little pre-experience. I've ridden horses several times throughout the years, and we were at this trail riding place. All the horses were, man, there were some that you could tell did not want to have anything to do with you.
Yeah. Like Diablo, yeah. Tornado.
Well, and when they whinny, you don't realize how loud they can get when they do that, and it's them saying, get the F away from me, is what it felt like anyway, and they're big-ass animals.
They can be threatening,
They were seen, the horses, when they have forward-pointing ears, they're seen as an indication of positive feelings, which I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
Horses snorted far more when they were out in pasture than when they were in a stall. And when the researchers looked at other measures of welfare and stress, they concluded that the more snort emitted, the more they were in a good welfare state.
Having sex with a horse. Having sex with a horse.
That's in a good place, right?
I do not know.
You enjoying that?
Maybe if a horse is having sex with a horse, yes. I'm sorry, Nick.
Okay, I didn't know if we were going with that any further. Mm-hmm. I have a friend named Katie who works with horses, and she says that horses barely make any noise with their mouth. And fun fact, a horse cannot throw up.
Is really? That right? My melon is being twisted.
So they don't cheweth of the cud?
I guess not.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting. They can't throw up. That's pretty wild. So no animal was recorded snorting.
However, they can all, and this is another fun fact, do calligraphy.
Oh. Even with those hooves?
That's even amazing. With those huge hoofs.
What a talent.
It is astonishing.
No animal was recorded snorting when it was being aggressive. So the snorts.
What does it mean?
It means a happy horse.
You snorted yesterday when you were laughing at a high moment. You were enjoying it. So are you saying that in many ways, we are like horses?
I think we may be like
right down to our genitals.
Yeah. I mean, when do you ever snort when you're pissed off? You know what I mean? It's not like, yo, dude, back off.
I don't know.
That's how you piggies do.
Yeah.
Step off. That's how you get your little horses to eat the meatloaf.
You want a piece of this?
What are you doing? I have nasal issues.
Yo, get your hands off my woman.
What was that?
What's going on?
He's taking an offensive posture.
Uh-huh.
You're a mess.
Yeah.
I told you to take out the trash. Your wife there with the rolling pin.
Oh my God!
It would be great because you would clearly know.
There'd be no question about it. Nothing. Well, what? You know what you did? Now I know what I did.
The authors believe that
who's stopping us from exploring the snort in humans are marriage counselors. They would lose an entire industry.
Yeah, you're right.
He didn't want me to do that.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Hang on here. Jeff. Hi, Jeff, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Preston?
Good. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, I just want to let you know that horses also can't breathe through their mouths.
So no air?
They can't vomit?
No air passes through their mouth at all?
None whatsoever.
Well, that makes sense. Have you ever heard of a horse choking?
Yeah, all the time. I have a whole Blu-ray series from South America.
I don't know.
It's an autoerotic asphyxiation featuring Mustangs.
So they can't throw up. So what happens is they colic. They literally get a bellyache.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. So with the calligraphy.
Stop it.
How do they hold the quill?
Interesting, Jeff. All right. Thanks, man.
There's a simple thing you would not even think of, but you would figure a horse with a throat that big, why not use that for breathing?
Yeah, I do not know.
What a waste.
They're interesting. They're certainly interesting animals. They're beautiful.
Kathy, did you have girls? We just naturally think this, and I don't know if it's
a horse face.
Jessica Parker. No, horses. Were you into horses?
I used to ride them when I was younger. I did a few shows when I was younger, but yeah, we definitely went through
vaudeville
that.
Stuff. Who's on first?
No, we definitely went through that phase of wanting
like
to
show horses and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. So the authors believe that this study shows that snorts are far more than horses clearing their noses. So yeah.
You know why I quit?
What?
Horseback riding.
Oh, why?
Because when you were finished riding the horse, you had to clean it. You had to clean out
lot of
his
work.
Hooves.
It's a ton of work.
Oh my God! And there was like so much crap in this, and you would have to get behind the horse and kind of pinch like his
up to your elbow.
What would be his like Achilles to lift his back legs, and it just scared the crap out of me.
I am not doing this. Would you use the
pretty much why I quit.
Disgusting.
Kathy, I've seen they would use like a huge file to get the
yes,
dirt.
Yeah, you'd have to dig it out.
Yeah.
Bye, I'm not coming back.
All right, so I've been horseback riding just a few times, and I've never had to clean up the horse.
Well, you're going as a guest at a dude ranch. If you rode the same horse all the time, right?
Yeah, when you ride it, part of it is taking care of maintenance and taking care of it, even though you don't own the horse.
Okay. Yep, exactly. By the way, somebody had texted in and said that rats can't throw up, which is
so rats are like tiny horses?
I don't know, but I did see this story in conjunction with that. New York apparently is no longer the big cheese. Chicago has been dubbed the rat capital of America.
Nice. Way to go, guys.
Awesome.
According to According to apartment search service RentHop, which said that Chicago had the highest amount of rat-related complaints in four of major U.S. cities.
So the rats are complaining, or the people are complaining about the rats?
The people are complaining about the rats. The data compiled by...
We can't throw up.
Compiled by the website showed that there were more than 50,000 rat-related complaints last year, which is a 55% increase since 2014.
I will tell you something, though. When you see bizarre viral rat videos, 9 times out of 10, they're coming out of New York.
Yes.
Pizza rat was out of New York. Subway rat was
avocado
out of New York.
Rat.
Avocado rat. Yeah. All out of New York.
Rats.
Exactly.
There's that one scene. And National Lampoon's Vacation, the new one with
Ed Helms.
Ed Helms is not that great.
Like your rat. Guy has no idea he's got a rat on his shoulder.
That's such a throwaway thing. A dude comes up to his window, he's got a rat on his shoulder.
I think it's a pet.
Yes, I like your rat.
It's a funny movie. It's actually well done. I was resistant to it at first, but it grows on you quickly.
The abundance of garbage and buildings in the Windy City makes it a great location for the rats to seek shelter and food for survival. So apparently they've taken over as far as the complaints. They compared them to four other cities where this group operates, RentHop, New York, Washington, D.C., and Boston, along with Chicago. So they didn't check in.
Let me tell you something. You can spend any time in the New York subway system, and you will see, and we've talked about this, rats that are the size of small dogs, and I kid you not, that's how big those effers get.
Hey, rats freak me out. That scene in First Blood where he's in the cave and the rats are crawling all over him, like, I can't take that. When I was a kid, I couldn't watch that part.
I don't like rats.
No.
I love it.
Fun fact, they can't throw up. Let me ask you something. Now that I got you here in a cave,
Can you rat throw up?
We cannot.
I thought so.
There's a scene in...
Can you rats talk?
We can.
See? But I tell people this, they look at me like, oh, he's from Vietnam. Yeah. Like, I said, like, he's out of his mind. Like, he doesn't know when a rat's talking to him. So I'm freaking out!
That's what set him off. It wasn't the abusive treatment in
the
shit.
Sheriff.
It was no.
No.
It was the damn rats, the damn talking rats to
the cave rats.
Absolutely. You know what I'd do? I'd go back to town. I'd blow that freaking town right up. That's what I'd do. But I'm just a talking rat. I'm just a talking cave rat. I mean, you know, that's my call.
You know, they make a good point. Talking rat, they mistreated me. And I fought for their freedom. I'm going back.
Goddamn right.
Blow up the damn town. Kill that sheriff.
K-Rat told me to!
It's over, Johnny. K-Rat is dead.
Yeah. Well, he was my best friend.
Nothing's over.
I guess I'll have to raise his family. I promised.
The scene in... Indiana Jones, The Last Crusade, where he's in Venice.
Scared to death of them.
Yeah, and the rats.
Yeah.
That's a tough one to watch, I think.
Rats don't, you know, well, this for the same, the tail, I think, is what freaks people out so much.
I don't know, the teeth kind of get me.
Yeah, I don't like the teeth.
They can gnaw through.
I don't like the noise either.
They can gnaw through lead pipe. They can gnaw through, I mean, they're just incredibly... resilient.
All right, what movie is it where they put the rat in the bag and put the bag over somebody's head?
Well, you might be thinking of 1984. Oh, that's...
I never saw that.
That's okay. A cage on his head. No, there's another one, Casey. I know you're talking about.
It's a black movie called Bag Rat.
Bag Rat. Was Stallone in that one, too?
Of course, Bag Rat. Yeah, it was a sequel to Victory.
I mean... They get out of Germany.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, somebody throws a bag on his head with a rat in it, for Christ's sake.
K-Rat, I need your advice. I just come up against my arch nemesis, Bag Rat.
Oh, that son of a bitch.
Rats!
Kathy left, by the way.
Yeah, she's crying. She gets emotional.
She snorted right before she ran out.
Right before she ran out of the studio.
I just wasn't finding this funny, so I left the studio. No.
That's how we know it's working.
No, I had to go get Ryan. He's here.
Oh, I thought you were making...
Oh, we are our next guest.
Okay. Oh!
He's here! Right.
Wait, can I mention these four facts in a row from four different listeners?
Yes.
This is fascinating to me that four different listeners sent in four separate texts. The first one says chinchillas can't throw up, then chickens can't throw up, rabbits can't throw up either, rats can't throw up because they don't have gallbladders. That's four different texts on which animals can and cannot throw up.
In nature, we have been taught that, you know, fight or flight, you know, that creatures will vomit to lower their body weight for quicker... But, departure.
Nick, somebody had concurred that it was rodents. In general, can't do that. So I don't know if it means that entire subset of animal or not, but
that's so interesting. Quick question. If you had your gallbladder removed...
Do you not throw up?
Do you not throw up?
That I don't know.
My dad has had his gallbladder removed.
Yeah, my mom had her gallbladder removed, and I'm pretty sure she
should get them both in here and give them Ipecac.
Yes. Let's do a puking contest with our parents. By the way, it's my mom's birthday today.
Oh,
I got to say happy birthday to Gloria. She's 81 years old today, and I got to give her a call in a little while.
Missing in action, Casey.
Missing in action?
Chuck Norris.
That's what it was.
Yes.
That's the Bag Rat movie.
I knew it was a Chuck Norris movie. I couldn't remember which one.
Bag Rat. I hate him.
Scared to death.
All right, anyhow, we got to wrap it up.
All right.
Unless our next guest is left after hearing this conversation. We're going to have Ryan Eggleden from The Blacklist. And also...
Great show.
Yeah, the show that's premiering in the fall, New Amsterdam. So we're going to talk to him in just a moment or two. So let's take a break. And we also have to meet our comb-over intervention guys.
I haven't looked at them. You guys haven't seen any of them,
no.
Really? All right, cool.
I'm dying to find out how they've turned out. And we'll get the results in just a little bit. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
This 93.3 WMMR audio on demand program returns after a brief word from our sponsors.
Hey, it's Preston. Grilling season is here, and they have done it again at Omaha Steaks.
This is the one and only deal that you can get. It is the Omaha Steaks Grill Ready Collection, a limited time for only $39.99. You heard that right. $39.99 is 80% off, and here's what you get. Two tender filet mignons, two beefy top sirloins, four juicy boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four all-beef Omaha Steak burgers, four traditional kielbasa sausages, four award-winning gourmet jumbo franks, an Omaha Steak seasoning packet, and for this deal, you get four made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets for free. Did you hear all of that? You get, it's for $39.99. And what's wonderful about this is you're not going to have to stop off at the store on the way home. It's already going to be there ready to go. This limited time package for only $39.99 is available when you go to omahasteaks.com, type Gadzooks in the search bar, and add the Grill Ready Collection to your cart. Don't wait. You want to get this offer soon for summertime. Go to omahasteaks.com, type Gadzooks in the search bar, grab your friends, and fire up the grill.
Are you ready for love? If so, Stephen makes it easy, hand-picking diamonds to create a stunning engagement ring that's guaranteed to take her breath away. Stephen Singer Jewelers, real love experts at the other corner of 8th and Walnut, or IHateStephenSinger.com.
Hey, it's Preston. Listen, when I want to relax, I go to Hand & Stone Massage Facial Spa. Listen, whether you want a rejuvenating massage or refreshing facial, Hand & Stone is the place to go. Introductory massages or facials start at just $59.95. Visit handandstone.com or one of their 50 locations in the Delaware Valley. Restrictions apply. See spa for details.
This is the Preston & Steve Show podcast.
We're going to welcome our next guest to the studio, and he's made his way around the small screen on a few shows, and one that's coming up. It will be premiering September 25th, and it is, it's really cool that he's here this morning. It's called New Amsterdam. It's an NBC drama series. Please welcome Mr. Ryan Eggold to our program.
Hey, hey.
Good morning, Ryan.
How's it going? Good morning.
Good, and nice to see you today.
Nice to see you. I have to say I'm a little disappointed you guys didn't print my name on this microphone.
See,
on.
We should have a guest thing slided, because it was Preston's idea to put our names up here, but that'd be nice to put a little...
Yeah.
Do you have a make you feel at home?
There yeah, should be
I
a do. Card.
I could just take this.
Yeah, just take that up.
All right, now we're good.
There we go, There you go. I'm a big fan of yours, by the way. I said when you came in, my wife and I are big fans of the show Blacklist.
That's excellent.
I don't want to give away what your status is on the show, but still, you know, that's very cool. Another NBC series. Yeah. So you move from that into this, which should indicate your status on Blacklist. But it's funny because we were talking earlier. It's a medical drama. It's sort of based on, inspired by a true story about a true hospital in New York.
Yeah.
These things are, there are a lot of them, but when they click and when they work, they are incredibly compelling. But, you know, with that, you're a good actor, but I think you're, to me, it'd be the last gig I'd want to take because of all the medical jargon you have to learn.
Totally. I could not agree more, but I will say this. I'm sort of sneaking my way out of some of the medical jargon, because the beauty part about Max, my role, is that he sort of comes in as the medical director, and he's sort of trying to get things moving. So he's really trying to inspire everybody to, as he says in the pilot, be doctors again.
Right. So he comes in as sort of not a hard ass, but I was watching the trailer for it. And there's some stuff that in practice, I think what a lot of people get turned off about the medical experience. We happen to have a great doctor. We have a great medical, set up here in Philadelphia. We have some of the top hospitals in the world.
Absolutely.
You come in and you say, okay, that's just it. We got to return to taking care of people. Now, this hospital, based on Bellevue Hospital in New York, they've treated everything from, and as the point is made in the trailer, like an Ebola outbreak to the President of the United States.
To prisoners at Rikers Island, to children with mental issues. I mean, just running the gamut of people from different walks of life.
As comprehensive as it gets.
Very much so. And huge, just a huge institution. And when Eric came in, who wrote the book, Eric Mannheimer wrote this book about his experience as medical director at Bellevue, he came in and the cardiac surgery department had the highest infection and mortality rates in the country at the time. So it was not working as well as it could or should have been working. And he was a little unconventional and was a little sort of mischievous in how he went about things in terms of not really caring about the establishment or what was expected of him in his role. And
sort you're essentially playing him?
Yeah, and I'm basically playing a version of Eric, who we've decided to call Max.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so it's a cool thing. Are you actually shooting up in New York at a...
Yeah, we're shooting in New York, and we get to shoot at Bellevue sometimes.
Is that
which
right?
Is nice. Not every day, but we'll be shooting at Bellevue. They have a beautiful atrium and architecture. They sort of updated it, so there's this beautiful meeting of the old building that was originally there that's brick, and then there's this new glass building.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's really nice. But we're also shooting at a hospital in Brooklyn. And we'll be shooting up in Yonkers some, so we're going to be every which way
all
in New York.
All the garden spots.
Yeah. If there's a hospital, we'll find it and we'll shoot in it.
Have you ever portrayed a doctor before in your acting career?
I have not, no.
Okay.
First time in the Scrubs.
So Steve and I, over the years, have done our handful of TV commercials.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah. We can barely remember our own names when we're scripted.
Is
and
that
we have
true?
To, when we have to remember lines.
Yeah.
So now you talk about medical jargon and having to remember these very complicated procedures and anatomical bits of information.
Right.
How have you adapted to that?
One thing is that everybody, each actor, is sort of had the opportunity to meet with their counterpart in real life, whether it's a surgeon or a nurse or whatever it is, and discuss the real life version of what it is they're talking about to kind of give it some kind of grounded sense of reality. And then, you know, we'll rehearse. I mean, we're just getting started with this show, but we'll rehearse these procedures. I mean, again, luckily, I won't be doing a lot of the surgeries.
You're
myself
more administrative.
Like yeah, he's more prodding
Thank
everybody
God.
To be like, let's get our
right.
hearts back in the
we
game.
We need more
you know?
Staples.
Yeah, exactly. I'm an idea man.
But
you know, people, I mean, it's really complicated stuff. I mean, Janet Montgomery, who's on our show, was doing a surgery in the pilot that was kind of a high stakes, you know, the character is dying and she's trying to save him and all these things. And you know, she practices how to do this or that needle or this or that suture or this or that
right.
heart valve. I mean, like, you know, and gets down the real sort of as real as we can. You know,
what I would love to do sometime is see a camera crew follow a group of actors who have played roles for years.
Because
like you said, when you get these shows and they stick,
they're incredibly compelling.
And you can also have a long career for
sure, yeah.
I would love to see actors who have done this for a long time and actually take them around with a group of interns at a hospital and have them try and diagnose and prescribe what they think.
What patient would want to know?
I mean, it could maybe, be for fun. They would legitimately
maybe
do
in
it,
year 10. You could, like, I bet Clooney could probably do it, having done ER for so long, right? Or some of those
it's
guys.
It's possible.
Maybe.
Take a stab at
some
it.
Some of it's got to rub off.
A little bit, yeah.
Let me ask you, on the converse side, what if you're a little bit of a hypochondriac and you're around all this stuff? Are you coming down with everything?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm actually not so great. I don't freak out, but I'm not great with blood.
Really?
I really don't enjoy the knowledge of our own mortality and just how fragile the human body is. You know, it terrifies me. And so I would be a terrible doctor in real life. Yeah.
Speaking of fragile, what happened to your hand? You're wearing a
late night brawl. Somebody was talking smack Stephen Preston show, and I was like, you're about to get knocked out,
buddy.
Had to
set him straight, right?
Did
you snort at them?
This was like a cut myself shaving sort of incident.
Okay.
I should have stuck with the bar fight. It was such a cooler story.
It's a very large bandage for a cut yourself shaving incident.
It is. It's just kind of like a hint of like a surface scratch, but I just put a giant bandage on there so it looks tough. And people just like assume this guy's tough.
It's what you call deep pussying it.
Yeah, and also it doesn't look that tough. Is it? It's a colorful Band-Aid.
How dare you
like
insult my blue polka dot Band-Aid, sir?
Right?
Shame on you.
It's like the Lego Band-Aids at my house. I'm like, where is the cut? Where do you want me to put this Band-Aid?
Mm-hmm. Look, when you're this tough, you can get away with, you're confident enough to rock the blue Band-Aid.
Yeah. You were pretty badass, though, in Blacklist, which is a series that, again, I said my wife and I love, and a lot of people continue to love.
And you're
in the beginning, you're, hey, this is this wonderful teacher character, and it turns out you are much, much more than that.
Right.
There was a lot of stunts, a lot of gun handling, a lot of fighting, that had to be. I would think the best thing about that show would have been working with James Spader. It was super intense actor.
Sure.
Does Spader have a I'm just relaxed mode, or is he always one step from slitting your throat?
I hope not. I think if James Spader wanted to slit my throat, he would have accomplished it, because he's pretty skilled at what he does. But He definitely has a relaxed sort of, you know, friendly hangout mode, but he is also very on and very, he's just very intelligent. So
yeah,
he's
yeah.
very sharp. So he's very, and especially when he's at work, he's a professional and his head is really in the material.
If you're just jumping in, it's Ryan Eggold who's talking to who's promoting this show. New Amsterdam is going to be out September 25th. And also you may know him as Tom Keene from The Blacklist, but there's another project coming up that I had asked you off air about. And it is this Black Klansman film, Spike Lee film.
Yes.
Which you are in as well. And you were telling me that your character, you play a Klansman in the film.
Yeah.
And when is this coming out, by the way?
This is coming out August 10th.
Okay.
Which is also my birthday, so feel free to send gifts.
yes.
You know, gift certificates.
The reviews, you would imagine, are phenomenal. The pre-reviews for this. And the people have already previewed the movie are just raving on it.
People are really excited about it. It got a wonderful reception at Cannes, which was amazing. And, it's Spike Lee. He's such a sort of, he can be such an explosive filmmaker. And he's so very real. He's so very kind of New York and
right.
Has made some of my favorite movies, and I'm really excited for people to see it. It's a true story. It's a wild story.
Difficult to play an intensely racist
for
human
sure.
being,
oh, cool.
and you know,
yeah. It sort of takes a minute. I didn't really get comfortable with the role sort of until the end of filming, because it takes a minute to just let go, to give yourself sort of permission to be kind of a piece of crap,
filth. Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And to say certain words that are extremely offensive, and to be not only comfortable saying those words, but to mean it.
Did Spike have to coach you through that a little bit to say, go ahead and let it happen, you know?
But Spike gave us the permission to be as sort of ugly as we needed to be to tell the story. And there's a lot of humor in the film, too. So it wasn't always about hurling these words in a truly malignant, offensive way. It was sometimes about revealing how sort of ignorant and ridiculous.
Well, you'd be doing a disservice. If you undersold it, you'd be doing a disservice.
Right.
You wanted to hit you viscerally, and you'd have to go for it.
Right. And just to sort of, to tell this guy Ron Stallworth's story. I mean, he's this amazing guy who just sort of was the first black cop in an all-white precinct in the late 60s in Colorado Springs. And he wanted to be an undercover cop, and he busted into the KKK as a black man and said, I'm going to do something about this. And he got a lot done, and he had huge, huge balls.
No doubt.
Ryan, you're a writer and director as well as an actor, and I'm wondering, when you're on set with somebody like Spike Lee, are you taking notes mentally, or are you working as an actor and just doing that job?
No, definitely. Definitely the former, in the sense of you're trying to soak up. You know, if you have the opportunity to work with somebody you respect or respect enormously like Spike, then you try to soak up whatever you can. And, you know, one thing I picked up from him is that he does not over rehearse. He doesn't set everything to be posed or really make it perfect. He likes to keep the energy fast and moving so that you kind of dive in and do it. And if something's a little off or funky, then it's real. And he gets a great energy that way.
It's
sometimes.
Funny because, Malcolm X is just a masterpiece. It's just an amazing
film.
Movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And that Clint Eastwood supposedly does that as well, like two takes.
Yes.
Wants a really organic. And then you have other directors. Like like Stanley Kubrick, legendary Stanley Kubrick,
right? Or David Fincher,
80, 90,
right?
You know, of just walking through a door,
right?
And it's but you know, you can't say, wow, that's crazy, because it works,
right?
It works for each deal.
There's pros and cons. I sometimes, as an actor, you want. Or you feel like you want 100 takes because you're like, I didn't get it quite right.
Right.
Or I can do it another way, or that thing. And there are certain directors like Clint Eastwood, like Spike, like Woody Allen,
yeah.
who do one, two takes and say, no, that's it. Whatever happens,
happens.
They
trust you to do what you're doing.
Right.
And they also trust that it has to resonate as real, because it can't seem like a Busby Berkeley, you know, if you're
right.
brushing your teeth and, you know, dancing around, unless that's what the subject matter is.
I do a lot of dancing as a Klansman in this film. Yeah. Sort of a lot of tap dancing, some ballet.
Lombada, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Swan Lake.
It's only a dance piece, ultimately. Yeah.
The name of the movie that you wrote and directed is called Literally Right Before Aaron, and Kobe Smulders is in it.
She is.
And I love her. She's phenomenal.
Me too.
What was it like working with her?
The best. She is just so funny, friendly, warm, supportive, and great. Especially that was my first film, and so she was just, you know, obviously having done a number of films and shows at that point, was so you know, encouraging and smart about the work. And she was a blast. She and Justin Long, who starred in it together,
he's great.
Were just the most fun to work with.
Are you a Marvel geek at all?
A little bit. Okay. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Because she's, you know, she's, I mean, you she's a badass.
Ultron yes, as well. She is a badass. And that, yeah, that's right. And Ultron. And Yeah.
It's cool. It's weird, though, when you have, when we talk about this, movies and things like, you know, basically with New Amsterdam, you know, these kind of shows are movies. I mean, with the level, you're shooting a mini movie each episode, you know, so it's, but then on the other side of the coin, it's more, you know, like a regular schedule as opposed to a movie, which is shotgun and then it's done.
Yeah, the blessing and the curse of TV is that regular schedule, you know, because it's a grind and the hours get long and all that, like anything, like anybody's job. But it's also, you know, it's rare as an actor, so it's not, not the worst thing in the world.
Is Dr. Max Goodwin, your character, the focus of the main character that the show focuses on?
Yes, in many respects. Okay. He's sort of he's the window through which we sort of experience this.
Is that story a little bit daunting, having that response? But okay, it's I got to get this right, you know.
You know what? It sounds weird or counterintuitive, but it's almost easier when you have a lot to do, because when you have a little to do, like when you're a supporting part or even one scene or something, you have to like jump onto that moving train and try to match the tone and hit it just right and get off. But when you have a larger part of the lead of something, you kind of get to create that world a little bit. And
okay.
And so it's really fun.
You have a little room to work, a little room to expand the character.
Yeah. And I get to work with everybody, which is great because the cast is so freaking good. And fun and great. And you know, that I get to have scenes with everybody, which is where I'm really
all
lucky.
All right. A, did you get your own stethoscope? And B,
did I get my what?
Your own stethoscope. And B, do you hang out in scrubs all the time now because they're very comfortable?
We had to do a photo shoot, and they're like, let's bring in the stethoscope. And I was like, oh boy. And then, you know, we put the stethoscope on, and it's like, look natural. And you're like trying to like look cool with your stethoscope, like in an action photo. You know, you just feel so ridiculous.
Yeah. But that's the classic doctor shot. It has to be you, intently holding your stethoscope.
Yeah, exactly. I want to do one just with like two scalpels, and everyone's like, "Oh, he's a totally different
he's
story."
A you know,
like a horror doctor.
This guy
show.
Is effed up.
Yeah, this guy's gonna
blood all over. Different,
taking hits of pure oxygen.
It's a different vibe, but that'll be the sequel.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I mean, I get to wear tennis shoes every day, like super soft, comfy tennis shoes. It's the best.
You know what? In that killer version, it can be New Amsterdam.
Damn. Yeah. Now we're on to something, now guys.
Ryan Eggold,
the guy's a killer.
Ryan Eggold, the NBC drama is going to be premiering September 25th. I'm going to hit that a few times. It'll be following This Is Us, by the way. But
that's a good lead.
There you go.
Not too bad.
Not too shabby. People, dig the show.
Yeah. But Ryan was intrigued by what we were doing with our gentleman, the comb-over intervention. Brian, can you tell if everybody's ready out there or not? Because I think we want to bring him in one at a time.
I would love to get an outside perspective on this.
Have you guys seen the before, or am I seeing
the before, which was classic?
I don't know if we can. Do we have photos that we can
show? Is there any photo
before?
So I know we're working with. All right,
we're going to put up before photos so Ryan can see them as well, and we'll get a feel. So in case you don't know what's going on, we had six guys coming this morning. We had gone off. Who were you talking about? Prince Harry,
Prince William.
Yeah, he's a prince. And he has
he's a mess.
He's a mess. His hair
He trimmed it down. He looks much better.
Exactly. And we were saying more people need to follow suit. In fact, go all the way bald, but they've never quite had the balls to do it. So we took people that were either nominated or volunteered themselves to come in and have it all taken off. And we're going to see the before and after results. We have six guys. So let's bring him in the order.
Oh, nice. Okay, I got the picture here.
Yeah, okay.
All right, here you go.
Let's bring him
go.
in the order that we had them come in the first place. We need, our barbershop quartet. Let's bring Thomas in first.
Yes.
All right.
Here comes
Thomas. Yes.
Looking sharp.
Definitely.
Much better.
Yes. Thomas.
Dude.
Does that look good?
Peels?
Yes.
Yes. So
looks clean, my man.
That peels Thank off you. Like 10 years. Absolutely.
That looks so much better. It so does. Much. It makes you look younger.
An attractive woman saying this here right now. Do you hear that?
Very attractive woman.
Very right loose attractive woman.
What about Ryan?
Let's phone number is 555.
Let's get your opinion on this. Now, we had a discussion about Thomas earlier. Beard or no beard with this new look?
Rocking the beard myself, I'm a fan of the beard.
Okay.
I like the beard. Bald, I dig it, okay, yeah.
Down this level, though, because I think one of the weirdest things is just a beard that starts out of nowhere. So you need to keep it really tight.
And they faded it in.
They faded it in, that's fine.
They said keep it a lot closer than what, don't let it grow out and be unkempt.
Because you have a good jawline, and it works well.
I originally said no beard. I think it looks fine the way it is, the way they faded it and they trimmed it. It looks great.
Thomas, thank you. You look much better.
Yeah. Thank you.
What do you think?
I like it. I like it a lot. It's going to stay
and listen,
like this.
We're going to give you a skull shaver pit bull.
Yes.
So it'll be easy for you to go ahead and keep this look all the time.
Thanks, guys. This is awesome.
All right. Success number one.
By the way, it's not some medieval torture device. It's an actual head shaver.
Yes, I was going to say, is this a dog that shaves your head? Because that's incredible.
Yeah, how do they train them to do that?
How do they train pit bulls to do that?
All right. They've got such a bad rap.
Let's bring in John next. John Hudson's been fighting male pattern baldness and doesn't want to look like Uncle Fester. Let's see how. Oh,
this is much better. Yes.
Let me get a good look at the before here.
Okay.
Look up at the screen.
Oh, up on the screen. Oh, nice, there. Nice. Okay.
That was him before. He was really hanging on to it. Get in close to the mic here. And
that's so much
John, really stepping out of my comfort zone.
I know you.
Is this pushing it?
Yeah. What?
Is this pushing it for you?
What?
Stepping out?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What you're doing right now.
Not coming out.
No, no. Okay.
He's coming out and stepping out.
This is a really big deal.
By the way, he's also incontinent. Yeah. Everything's on the table.
It's all coming out.
You look great.
I appreciate it.
What do you think?
Privilege.
Yeah.
No, John, do you think it might be a look you want to stick with?
Yeah, definitely.
You look younger.
Do you know what he has, Preston? He has what I get all the time. The Michael Chiklis.
A little bit.
In the shield.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's badass. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's way more
badass.
I feel
like a supervillain.
Right.
You look like a superhero, man.
Yes! Yeah. Bald man.
All right. Yeah. John Hudson, nice job. You look great.
Yeah.
Nice. Success
two
number
for two.
Two. I absolutely.
Where's the disaster in this lot?
I love it. All right, next we have Harley, who was nominated by his wife. She thinks he's the sexiest guy alive, but he could use some help, so she nominated him. Let's have Harley come in and let's take a look.
Yeah!
Here comes Harley.
Nice.
Oh, my God, dude. Yeah.
It looks
better.
Cleaner.
Kathy?
All of these guys, it's so much better.
Yeah.
Yeah, feels good.
It's a good look on you, man.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I think the missus is going to love this.
Yeah, I think she's going to be happy.
Yeah, yeah.
I think she's going to rub things on that head she's never rubbed on.
Absolutely. In fact, they're going to think you're wearing a hat. She's going to sit on your face so much.
Does it feel a little strange?
Yeah, it feels weird.
Dude, when you lay down like at night and your head is on the... Trust me, you know, I've had this for 20 years plus. There's nothing like it when you're, you know, the pillow and everything.
Nice, cool pillow.
Wonderful.
There we go.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it looked like you were in the before pictures. You were struggling to hang on with that, Harley. But now let the world be your oyster. You look fantastic.
Ryan, doesn't he look much younger now?
Sharp. I like it. Again, keeping the beard. See, I'm into it.
I can't shave the beard. I look like a small child.
Okay. All right.
That's three. Awesome. Thank you, Harley. Nice work. Let's bring in Larry next. Larry's been balding since he's been in his 20s, and he's wanted to shave his head, but his wife wouldn't let him. So he took this opportunity. So let's bring Larry in. Let's take a look at him. Larry, by far, Larry had the most hanging on to. He had the Dr. Phil. He had the dad from Mork and Mindy look that was going on. And listen, dude, I think the shape is, you have a good shaped head.
You have a very good shaped head. So. You know what you remind me of? And I say this as a compliment, Kingpin from Daredevil.
A little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wilson Fisk.
Ooh, nice. Yeah, absolutely. You'd look good with a cigar.
A good cigar. Right? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, it looks clean. Yep. And you know, it's just better groomed, you know?
I'll make sure to record this later so my wife can listen to it.
Yeah, you're going to want to play that back for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
By the way, Ryan's no slouch. My wife has a major crush on Ryan, so listen, he knows his stuff, so give me a thumbs up.
We got two more, and Ryan's got to go, so can we do the two more real quick?
That's what you think. I'm staying here all day.
All right, he's staying here all day.
Let's bring you guys are going to beg me to leave.
Let's bring Adam. Was nominated by his wife, Brittany. Adam is, go ahead and bring him in. He's been self-conscious about his hair for a while. He's allowed to grow, but he's not allowed to grow a mustache after shaving his head.
Okay. Much better.
Let's take a look here. All right, lower that mic down just a little bit, Adam.
Okay.
Oh, man, you're a whole different guy.
You look much younger.
So yes. I had a little bit of like, you know, thinning mixed with the comb over. Yep. I knew it wasn't going to get any better, right?
Yep.
So I might as well take the plunge, shave it, and, you know, get accustomed to it.
You have good head structure. Later. You have good head structure, yeah.
You know what you could even do, Adam, because yours hasn't completely thinned out on top? He could do the Bruce Willis and still have a little bit.
A little hair if you wanted.
You know, you could absolutely do that. But you know, Jason Statham, take it down to that level.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely fine. You
get a dressed up look with this, like a sharp, you know, sharp suit.
Yep.
Right?
There you go.
My worry was to not be an extra in like a KKK movie. I didn't know.
Yeah, right.
You don't want to.
That's a skinhead, not a Klansman. Let's keep the distinctions clear.
Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, the Klan has a lot of bad rep, but their hair is superb.
They have exquisite hair. That's right.
Adam, you look great.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Nice job. And I'm hoping other people will be inspired by this.
Yes.
And by the way,
I mean, we're not lying. Every one of these guys looks better.
And by the way, a shaved head, that's a hairdo. Don't you agree?
It is. It's also a skin do.
All right, let's bring in our last one, Harry, in need of a major change. He's been losing his hair since he was 17 years old, so let's get Harry in here and see our final reveal.
Yes.
There he is.
Yes.
Brought down the beard.
Very nice.
All right, I see not a stinker in the lot.
No.
All so much better.
Yeah.
Hey, man, nice to meet you. Looking good.
How do you feel, Harry?
I feel awesome.
And this is the first time you've done this?
Yes. I mean, I've flirted with like going with a one or a two or one and a half, and it was okay, but like, hey.
Yeah, dude, it's good. I might even take the beard down just a bit more.
Okay,
because
it's a little bushy.
It's a little bushy. You may want to see if they can do that, and just you can get the imprint of it or the, you know, the shadow of it, and that'd be good. But I think you were telling me you want to get back into the dating scene, and you look at you super stud. You're good to go. Yeah. That's
excellent.
Cool. All right, well, we'll get a group shot of these guys, and we still got to determine who our overall sexiest winner is, because he wins a free photo shoot from Course Photography, a fall photo shoot. So, all right, I know Ryan's staying past his time. We got to get him going. But,
it's just a bedtime.
Listen, wonderful to meet you.
Such a pleasure. Much fun.
We want to wish you luck with New Amsterdam, September 25th on NBC, and before that will be Black Klansman, which is coming out on the 10th, and it's really great, and hopefully you'll come back and visit sometime.
Thank you. I hope so. Anytime.
Really nice to meet you. Ryan Eggle, guys.
Take care, guys. Bye.
We'll take a break and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
This summer, surprise! The MM Army is hitting house parties throughout the Delaware Valley, delivering our summer house party pack. Got a backyard barbecue, pool party, summer shindig? No matter what the party, we're going to help you get it started right. With food from Philly's own Dietz and Watson, premium meats and artisan cheeses, a case of Bud Light Lime or Bud Light Orange, and backyard party games courtesy of Jeff D'Ambrosio Auto Group. Hit up the contest page at WMMR.com to register your party to win MMR's Summer House Party Pack from 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks your summer.
Some FaceTime with Marissa Magnata is required if you would like to go to with us to London. It's the Miller Lite London Calling with Green Legion and the Preston and Steve Show. We're headed there in October. The birds are playing in England. We're going to be there broadcasting live. And a chance for you to get registered to win happens with Marissa tomorrow from 8 to 10 p.m. She will be at Stingers on the Delaware, and that's in Ridley Park. Stop by. They're going to have Miller Lite specials. And if you win, if you're our finalist drawn, you will go into the final running to win the trip to London. There's only going to be 12 of those. So if you win there, you have a 1 in 12 shot of winning the trip with us.
I met the winner of the first event with Marissa. She was at Casey's event at the Irish pub last night.
She was?
Yeah, she was there.
Get out.
She was ecstatic because she knows. I mean, you're just going to be one of a handful of people with a shot to go over to England.
Well, here's the crazy thing. I met the second finalist. He was at Irish pub last night. What?
Nice.
It's crazy.
All right, Stingers on the Delaware. That is tomorrow night. It's 8 to 10 p.m. in Ridley Park. Let's get our final look at traffic. Kathy, what's going on?
95 southbound, Jams Bridge through to Girard. The Vine westbound, heavy the Ben Franklin Parkway, headed on to the Schuylkill Expressway. Schuylkill westbound slows Passyunk to the Vine, the Boulevard, out to Belmont eastbound. The Blue Route to Conshohocken and Gladwin into 30th Street. Blue Route northbound slows 95 to Route 1 southbound, Mid-County tolls to the Schuylkill, and then Route 1 to Media. 55 northbound, backing up Deptford to the 42 freeway, and over the Ben Franklin Bridge westbound, it's now heavy the midspan to 8th and Vine. The traffic report brought to you by Ocean Resort Casino. Time to have a ball at Ocean Resort Casino Atlantic City. Earn 2 times the comps, 3 times the tier credits.
free play and complimentary rooms, because with Ocean Premier, loyalty runs deep. And that's your traffic on 93.3 WMMR.
All right, thank you very much, Kathy. I've got some bizarre file stories, and I'd love to share them with you.
Now, bizarre. WMMR presents bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
All right, this morning is brought to you by Scruples Gentlemen's Club. Looking to party with the hottest girls in Bucks County? Then come party with the ladies of Scruples Gentlemen's Club. You can enjoy happy hour specials and visit gotscruples.com for more information. This story is out of Ireland. A man was asked to leave a supermarket after he strolled in with his pet sheep named Chops. And it was on a leash, and he urged shoppers not to buy lamb products. But when he whacked a store security worker with his fist and a metal pole, the court heard about it.
Of course they did.
Andrew Menes was charged
they're
with...
They're not for eating, they're for having sex with. The way God intended.
He was charged with two counts of assault. He pleaded guilty to resisting the police officer, but contested the other three raps. He's an animal lover, but
I love them.
He also has a pony, a goat. This isn't helping his case.
No.
He's got a pony, goat, ducks, chickens, dogs, and
cats.
Well,
I didn't say I wasn't a player.
And he was jailed for 4 months. He was also banned from taking Chops to any retail premises other than a mart for 2 years.
You stupid ass. Don't bring him to any mart.
Revealed that he gave up eating lamb after he had fostered Chops.
I gave up eating it in the traditional way.
And he told how he adores animals so much because...
Is that wool around your mouth?
He said, I just get on better with them. Regarding the incident, he said he had been boozing while on medication, admitted that he shouldn't have done it.
Okay, well, there we get to the heart of the problem.
And he also pointed out Chops didn't even go to the toilet in the place. So that was his defense, but he ended up going
didn't take a crap in the mart.
Massachusetts State Police say a woman and the driver of a tow truck sent to pick up her vehicle are both arrested on drunken driving charges.
Oh, man.
51-year-old Patricia O'Donnell had been stopped by a trooper on Saturday night and arrested for driving under the influence. Then 25-year-old Brandon Fenton had been dispatched by a towing company to pick up her vehicle. But he was also arrested for drunk driving. Police say,
"Boy, you're in hot water."
Police say journalists saw the truck swerve off the white center over the white center lines and off to the right side of the road, almost striking a pole. And he recorded it on his dash cam. Both Fenton and O'Donnell will be arraigned and have been released on personal recognizance. It seems people have lost faith in their fellow humans to take charge. A Michigan village inaugurated its fourth ever mayor to office, which was a local cat named Sweet Tart.
Sweet Tart.
Aww. Yes.
That's a good name.
The village of Omena voted the 9-year-old cat who previously served as the village's vice mayor into office in an election that featured votes being cast via $1 donations, which went to the local historical society.
Our mayor craps in a box.
Officials said that there were a record number of votes in the election, which featured a variety of animal candidates. The village has had an animal mayor for more than a decade.
Is this the town that had the goat as a mayor?
Now, that was in Ireland.
Okay.
If I recall. Sweet Tart will hold office until next election in 2021.
Wouldn't it be funny if it actually did some really...
Yeah.
Took care of issues.
Groundbreaking legislation.
The bus is running right and the whole thing.
Yes.
You know?
That would be
got
awesome.
Social Security set up. We're all good on that. The VA situation corrected that. Let's keep it going, people.
You're working on infrastructure.
Working on infrastructure. We're repairing potholes.
Yep.
Pre-K. The whole thing. I got it.
A 13-year-old boy was charged with assault after he fired a McDonald's French fry through a straw and it hit a woman's face. This is in the UK. The teenager allegedly used the straw to launch the chip at the... Oh, it's a chip, they're calling it. At the woman's head at a McDonald's restaurant in the Broadway shopping center in West London.
Chip.
This then sparked a bus.
Stupid.
Sparked a fight between three of his friends and four young women, which spilled outside. What, did they call it a chip?
She's calling it a chip.
The 13-year-old...
Actually, though, if it is a chip, it's like a larger French fry, like a steak fry.
This is a McDonald's French fry.
How do they may serve it like a regular chip over there?
Well,
do they?
We'll find out.
We're going to England.
We'll have to investigate.
The boy was then arrested despite his mother. He shot it through a straw.
Then it wouldn't fit.
So I don't
unless
think
they
that.
Have large straws right. in England.
The boy was then arrested despite his mother claiming that he was aiming the chip at his friend. After months of prosecutors building up the case was eventually dropped when he accepted a police caution.
I would have locked him in the boot.
His friends, who are all aged 13, were also charged. One pleaded guilty, one was handed a citation, another is awaiting trial. The boy's mother said the whole case was a waste of time as her son had actually thrown the straw wrapper at a friend. Okay. And then we'll do one more story, and we will wrap this up. Let's go with this. A Chinese woman who allegedly hoped to make a traditional snake wine what? Has died after being bitten by a venomous serpent.
See that? The grapes don't bite.
When she had bought it online for the process. The woman identified as 21-year-old Kiki.
Kiki?
Reportedly died in the hospital last Tuesday, 8 days after being bitten on the finger by the many-banded crate, one of the deadliest snakes in the world.
That's what they make snake wine out of, one of the deadliest snakes in the world?
I guess so. The snake
couldn't use a garden snake?
Then escaped from Kiki's home onto the streets of Weinan, a city in northwest China. Its dead body was found in a market by police a day later. Kiki's mother said she planned to sue the shopping app, the seller, and the courier company over the death of her eldest daughter. It is said that she had ordered the crate from a seller in southern China where the highly venomous reptile is endemic. The snake had been delivered by a local courier company. Kiki had planned to use the snake to make a traditional medicinal wine.
Oh.
Ms. Key said that when she checked her late daughter's phone, she found that the seller had warned her daughter that the snake was highly poisonous, but Kiki claimed that she would use it to make wine. The so-called snake wine is typically made by infusing whole snakes in alcohol, with the resulting beverage said to have an invigorating effect.
She should have enrolled in the Snake of the Month Club.
Yeah, I don't know if they traditionally use highly poisonous snakes or not, but this girl decided to, and they tried to give her anti-venom, but they gave it for the wrong type of snake, and she ended up dying.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's pretty messed up. And that is the Bizarre File for now, my friends. All right, secret text word. We mentioned that earlier this morning. We have your chance to win now because Kathy's going to tell you what number caller you need to be.
7.
You need to know the secret text word, by the way. 215-263-WMMR. Call now. And while we're doing that, we're also going to grab one randomly from all the texts that we received earlier. And we'll give one away that way as well, which is Jim Brewer tickets to the Fillmore. I'll get you the dates and all the information on that in a little bit. Be back in just a moment with our winner and more. Stay with us.
Become an MMR VIP. Get early access to concert pre-sales, special deals, and VIP-only contests. You'll get our newsletter about twice a month, most of which you'll find worthwhile. Sign up now at WMMR.com.
We had a secret text word today, your opportunity to win some tickets to see Jim Brewer at the Fillmore. Wednesday, October 24th. Now, tickets don't go on sale until Friday at 10 a.m. So we sent out a word for people who texted in, and we are now looking for caller number 7 to give us that word. And caller number 7 is Michelle. So I will go to Michelle on the phone lines. Hello there, Michelle.
Hello there, Gadzooks, everybody.
Gadzooks to you, Michelle. Do you know the secret text word?
Yes, I do. It is maiden.
Maiden. Absolutely correct. And it sounds like Michelle's in the next room, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
What a fabulous phone line you have there. All right, Michelle, congratulations.
I am in the next room.
We're going to get your information, okay?
Yes.
All right, hang on just a second. And also, we grabbed a random texter. That random texter is Eddie Gallagher from Ridley Park, Pennsylvania. Ah. And he gets tickets as well for Jim Brewer at the Fillmore, Philadelphia, Wednesday, October 24th. Tickets on sale Friday, 10 a.m., Ticketmaster.com. And we congratulate our winners. Now, speaking of winning things, I do want to reiterate an announcement we made earlier this morning. It's the return of Kathy's Bitch Box.
Yes.
We're doing this again. It's a wonderful collection of products that have the Kathy Romano seal of approval on them.
That's right.
And our special ladies that get on board are going to end up winning this. I'm not going to do giveaways right now. I just want you to have a kind of save the date and set this aside. It's Thursday, August 23rd, and we'll be at Harrah's in Philadelphia from 6 to 8 p.m. And it's ladies only. It's a sorority event, Zeta Eta Pi Sisters. And if you're not a sister yet, we'll make you one. But a reminder, when you do win, you need to be there to get your box. We're not going to hang on to it and right. mail it to you. Have come pick them up. You got to go to the event to get it. So.
We literally had none left last year.
Yeah. And people were begging
for boxes.
For that, yeah. And we just had no more left.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So you have to come to the event.
Yep, absolutely. So in a little bit, we're going to find out who wins the course photography photo shoot for the President Steve comb-over intervention that we had this morning.
I don't envy Kathy and Marissa choosing from this primo man meet.
It's difficult.
The guys all look great. They look definitely look much, much better. And we'll meet one of the guys who helped make this happen as well. But in the meantime, I'm going to do a lesson question. And we're going to give away today Super Troopers 2 on Blu-ray. And the question that we are going to go with, man, there's so many good ones today. Let's go with this one. Fun fact, all horses can do what? fun fact, all horses can do what? You had to have heard it on the show. It's very bizarre. You'll never think of it on your own, so don't try to guess. Fun fact, all horses can do what? 215-263-WMMR. While you're calling, we are going to do the trash.
The trash business is a gold mine.
93.3 WMMR with Preston and Steve's Hollywood Trash.
All right, this morning brought to you by Kraft School Bus. Kraft School Bus is hiring drivers in Chester County. No experience needed. Apply now. Email jobs at craftsbus.com. That's jobs at KRAPFbus.com. And Steve, what's going on this morning?
Well, pro gaming YouTuber FaZe Censor has split with Yannette Garcia, the woman voted both hottest weather girl and best butt on earth by Maxim Mexico, so he can devote more time to playing Call of Duty. Said Censor, quote, "I am gay." A Charles Manson painting, partially composed of the serial killer's ashes, has ended up in the Museum of Ghost Adventures host Zach Baggins. Baggins says the painting is supercharged with paranormal energy and is not supercharged with paranormal energy.
Oh, my God.
And finally, Meghan Markle's annoying sister, Samantha Markle, telling Good Morning Britain that Meghan isn't the only family member to be courted by royalty. Samantha told co-host Piers Morgan that she was once engaged to a king of Caesar salads named Alfio.
Oh, that's great.
That's your Hollywood trash.
All right. We will see if we can get an answer to this question. Fun fact, all horses can do what? And I will go to Sarah, see if she knows the answer. Hey, Sarah, good morning.
It's actually Sabrina.
Oh, Sabrina. Sabrina, Sarah, you know. Do me a favor, Sabrina. Tell me what all horses can do.
All horses can do calligraphy.
Calligraphy. Yay!
Fun fact.
Hang on a second, Sabrina, as we are going to set you up. You're going to get Super Troopers 2 on Blu-ray. Everyone's favorite law enforcement team is back by popular demand in the follow-up to the cult comedy classic Super Troopers, available meow on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital. Let's get into music news.
Now, Preston and Steve's Music News on 93.3 WMMR. Yeah!
And this morning is brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Fuel your summer with iced coffee from Dunkin' Donuts, starting at $2. America runs on Dunkin'. Excludes cold brew plus applicable taxes. Participation may vary, and a limited time offer. Just a few things for you this morning. You know, we had all these haircuts take place and shaving. Arctic Monkeys, the band, performed on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert on Monday night. And in addition to performing the song The Ultra Cheese, frontman Alex Turner also debuted a new look. The singer revealed a freshly buzzed head, saying goodbye to his signature slicked back locks for a more recent goatee.
Even he's on board.
Fans instantly began speculating about the drastic new look and what it all meant, with responses ranging from conspiracy theories to concern for Turner's general well-being to relief that at least the goatee is gone. The likely explanation, Arctic Monkeys are about to embark on a midsummer North American tour, and he probably just wants to keep cool. The British act are touring in support of their recently released LP. It's their sixth Tranquility Base Hotel and Casino. Foo Fighters were joined by their old friend Joe Walsh of the Eagles on stage for a rendition of Rocky Mountain Way on Monday night.
Oh, my God. I love that song.
How much would you love to be in the audience for something like that?
It'd be amazing.
And this was at Fenway Park, by the way. Walsh has jammed with the Foos a number of times over the years, telling Rolling Stone, "You have to be in a good mood around those guys. It is wonderful energy." So I'm sure they just absolutely tore it up when they whipped out this one.
Love Joe Walsh.
Michigan rockers Greta Van Fleet will perform on this Thursday's episode of The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon. making the band's late-night TV debut. The quartet are expected to play their new single, When the Curtain Falls, which was released on the 17th and will be featured on their first full-length LP, tentatively due out later this year. That was The Curtain, Curtain Falling. Fozzie has shared a new video from the song Burn Me Out, latest single from the Chris Jericho-led group's recent album, Judas.
Ah, waka waka.
That is a traditional Fozzie sound.
The LP has already yielded two top 10 rock radio hits, and the band will kick off a new North American headlining tour on August 2nd in Atlanta. And then finally, and this is me stretching or reaching out to try and find a story, but
building bridges.
I couldn't pass it up. No bridges are being built here. YouTuber named Davey504 has posted a video of himself playing a medley of Korn songs like Falling Away From Me, Freak on a Leash, and Here to Stay using actual Korn.
Do we have audio?
I don't. The clip sees him replacing guitar picks with popcorn while bass and percussion is provided by a couple of cobs. Additional sound is provided by the sound of kernels being popped on the stove and popcorn being crushed in his hand.
I want to hear this.
I am in. I have not seen this yet, but he's using corn to play songs from corn.
You remember the sort of hit novelty song Popcorn, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I do remember that, yep.
Was it? That wasn't Kraftwerk, was it?
No, it was from the 1970s when that came out.
It was from The Godfather.
So, anyhow.
We actually have that.
Play that song. It sounds like popcorn.
We have the popcorn song. Did somebody cover that?
I don't know. I'm just
yes. Yeah, they Muse.
Okay.
And then Hot Butter was the actual artist who did popcorn.
Is this the original or is Muse?
This is the original.
This is a novelty hit.
Yep. It actually got played a lot on the radio.
It should have been my wedding song.
Yeah, and then Muse had popcorn, which was...
Oof.
That hurts my ears. My ears, yeah.
Less popcorn-y.
I like this version better.
You know, that reminds me of the music in The Warriors. You know, that sort of pulsing.
Yeah.
Electronic sounding.
That was used a lot in The Warriors. All right. I guess that's music news, right?
It was damn good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. We need to meet one of the gentlemen that helped make our comb-over intervention an absolute hit 100% all the way from Shaving Grace. We have James, who is here this morning.
Yeah.
The Doylestown location. What is your last name, James?
Shields.
James Shields?
Shields.
Shields. Fifth. Gotcha. All right. And how long have you been working over there, man?
I've been with the brothers that own this business about 5 years now.
Okay. And you said business is hopping.
Business is hopping. Nice. Doylestown, Exton. We also have a shop down in East Falls, Uppercuts Barbershop. Shout out.
Oh, hang on a second. What? So I wanted to ask you this because I watched you working on somebody's head and I saw how precise you were with the razor. Now, Uppercuts does, you guys do like designs in people's heads, right? Am I correct on that?
You could definitely ask for that.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And so how elaborate can you get? Can you get like the images in the hair and stuff like that?
Personally, I haven't been to Uppercuts, so I can't speak for their
work. Okay, all right.
They do a phenomenal job. We do a great job as far as design work like that. Not very prevalent, as much as you would think it'd be nowadays.
Yeah.
Everybody's going for the classic cuts, the beard trims, the straight razor shaves.
There you go.
Have a beer.
It never goes away, right?
The works.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, that's cool. Right. You guys have beers on tap, usually.
Complimentary.
Are there
prostitutes?
No.
No,
but massage therapists, right?
Yes, at our Exton location. We have
excellent.
Yeah,
they still got a pool table there and everything?
And
they got a pool table, too.
We did. But it started, you know, balls are bouncing off the walls. Kids are playing pool.
Like at the prostitute. But they just redid the place in Exton. It's right on Route 30, right near the Exton Square Mall. They've done a lot of renovations over the last year or so, and it looks awesome.
You get pampered a bit, don't you?
Oh, you absolutely. I mean, this is where I go to get my hair cut, and these guys have been doing it for a long time. It's a men's only salon, and you go in, you feel relaxed.
Well, that's not fair.
They treat you so well. You can come. You're
guys
a man.
Need a place to be a man.
Exactly. Yeah, right. To me, take a dump in the corner.
Sure.
Something like that.
So what do you think about these guys and the new look, man?
I got to say, it's all a way better look for you, gentlemen.
Yeah, see? He's a professional, too.
Yep. Steve said it right. I think everybody here would attest to that. You guys look great.
And, you shave many heads?
Keep them this way. Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah, love it. We do, I would say, between 50 to 50 haircuts to shave, 60, 40 maybe haircuts to shaves.
Okay. Excellent.
We're very well versed with the straight razor, always using a new blade for every single client. And, yeah, we actually have a new shaving line coming out this August.
Do tell.
Really? This is great. Yeah. From August 1st to the 24th, we're going to be offering a pre-sale in the shop and also online. It's for a shaving system, so to say, a shaving product system, pre-shave oil, aftershave balm, as well as a shaving cream. And they are all made by one of the owners, Andrew Scarra. We have Andy, Mike, and Nick Scarra, and they've been in this business for 23 years now, still going strong. All three still operate out of our Exton location. I run Doylestown personally with the gang down there. Another set of great barbers, but these guys and Andy know what they're doing, and they put together this great lineup of shaving products for people.
Cool. We'll look for it. Yeah, it's a good gift, too, if you want to give to a guy. So
we'll bundle it.
Can we find those products on your website?
They will be on our website in
starting August 1st.
Absolutely. It's natural, non-toxic, cruelty-free. Everything you can think, we pretty much nailed it. And
it's made of baby seal blood.
There you go. Exactly.
That's natural.
Yeah.
Non-toxic.
They were already dead. They were hit by cars. You go up to. It's an elaborate process to get them. You have to wait until they get killed by a car. But ultimately, what a shave.
That's right. That's right. We wanted to do this and do it at an affordable cost. So we will beat most price points you see.
And you save because it's the drunken motorists who are taking care of the heavy lifting.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
Nice. Is it shavinggrace.com, I assume?
It'll be www.shavinggracebarbers.com.
Shavinggracebarbers.com. Okay.
And these products are actually dermatologist backed. And accredited, so
nice.
It's a luxury.
All gone to school. Well, thank you, James, and also Mike for being here this morning and doing it. The guys look fantastic.
Guys, we had a pleasure. Thank you so much for having us.
Appreciate it.
Awesome. Let's
hear it for James, guys. And Mike over at Shaving Grace. And when we get back, we'll find out who wins. Well, all these guys are getting skull shavers. They're getting the pit bull.
Yes, which is awesome.
We're going to set every one of those guys up with them, and you can learn more at skullshaver.com. But one of them is going to get a photo session from our friends at Chorus Photography. They get a fall family photo package to show off their new do, which
are
is pretty sweet.
Finding out next?
We're going to do that next.
All right.
So we'll come back in just a moment. Stay with us.
MMR's live stream. Our daily programming available anytime, anywhere on your desktop, tablet, smartphone, or open the new MMR skill with Alexa. Great sound quality and the occasional bonus song. Nice.
Wow. Hailstorm, that song is called Uncomfortable on 93.3 WMMR. It's everything that rocks. Had a concert announcement with them the other day.
Yeah.
And I don't remember the details on it, so I'm not going to pretend like I do.
We know that they're playing a venue that accommodates musical acts.
People. Yes.
And that they're going to be looking for people to come watch them.
Mm-hmm. So, tune in to a different jock on MMR to find out the information.
When news breaks, listen to the other shows.
Yeah, listen to...
yeah.
Maybe not Pierre.
No, Pierre will get factual.
Yeah, Jackson. Because he's got Sarah.
Yes.
And she knows everything.
Right.
So there you go.
And then listen later on to hear Jackie go, yeah.
November 17, across the river.
How about that?
There you go.
See, we told you. We have Nick. Told you we'd get it for you.
I'm good at looking stuff up.
All right. Real quick. Was this a shard out?
Yes.
This was... Okay. Nobody...
From one of our participants.
Found it laying over. That's Harry Wood.
Yeah.
I just found it laying over here. It says, shard out to my friends Jamie and Sarah and my friends in South Africa, Gabby and Warren and Roland and Ilana and my family who don't know I'm here.
Wow, so now they do.
That's your shout out.
Just taking care of them all.
And we're going to give one to in our video department, Kyle. It's his mother's birthday today. And so his mom and my mom share birthdays. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
And isn't Kyle's mom's a bitch?
Is that the story?
Kyle's mom's a bitch. She's a big, fat bitch.
Biggest bitch in the whole damn world.
I'm sure he's heard that.
Whoever was a bitch.
All his life. But I didn't realize it till this very second when I had written down Kyle's mom. So.
Big, fat bitch.
Happy birthday, Kyle's mom.
Kyle's mom.
And then Mike from Shaving Grace wanted to do a shout out for his daughter, Ava. So if
Ava.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Chuck D'Amico's son's birthday is today. So, Spencer, happy 12th birthday.
There you go. All around. Some thank yous are in order. You can stop. Thank you to actor Ryan Eggold.
Yes. Yeah. Nice guy, right?
Ryan was a super nice guy, and he really liked checking out the bald guys.
Of course he does.
After the,
but
the
man doesn't like to see other bald men.
And he's going to appear as Dr. Max Goodwin, the main character on the NBC drama series New Amsterdam, which is starting this fall, and it premieres September 25th, 10 p.m. following This Is Us. I already thanked Shaving Grace. Thank you to Chorus Photography. Brian, who's here this morning, been taking pictures of our before and afters, but we need to determine. We need to find out,
oh,
Kathy, who our winner is, because we... Now, everybody's getting skull shavers. They're getting the pit bull, the skull shaver pit bull.
Which you're going to love. It'll help you maintain your current look.
Say goodbye to nicks, cuts, and scrapes, and you can shave your head in less than 90 seconds. You can learn more at skullshaver.com, but also Chorus Photography, giving away a full family photo package showing the new do that you have. It's for, you know, if you want to do a holiday card or whatever, for a photo album, you can do it. And by the way, there, horsephotography.com. Kathy, who is our winner? And when she says our winner, step forward, please.
So we thought everybody looked great. It was a great transformation for every single person, and it was difficult. But Marissa and I think that the winner should be Thomas.
Thomas! Yay! All right, Thomas, come on over here. And let's see. Did you say you agree? Who said that?
I did.
Oh, you did, Kathy.
I totally agree.
Thomas, were you our first one in, I think?
Yes, I was.
Nice. Yeah, this, you look, it looks natural. It looks as if you've had that look already.
It's
you
know a really good look for him.
It really fits wonderfully. So we're going to give you a photo shoot.
Awesome.
From Chorus Photography. So you'll be good to go, man.
It's awesome.
Congratulations.
I forget, do you have like a wife and kids or anything like that? Or
I do have a wife and a newborn son.
Oh, there you go.
Perfect. How perfect is this? Yes.
What are their names? What's your wife and son's name?
My wife is Mary, and my son is Jameson.
There we go.
Excellent. And you guys can do, you know, a holiday card, a family photo, something like that.
Yeah, it's
and
great.
Not look horrible.
Oh my God, I'm so excited right now.
Oh, nice. That's cool, man. That's awesome.
Way to go, Thomas.
Yay!
And all of our contestants this morning. Where's everybody's names? Here we go. No, that's not it.
That's not it.
I got him. No,
that's a list of ingredients in a muffin.
No, here we go. It was Thomas Fian. John Hudson, Harley Nelson, Larry Miller, Adam Mills, and Harry Wood all have brand new looks. And we have all the pictures up on social media, the before and after photos. Huge difference. So I'm very proud of these guys.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And and take a look at the pictures yourself. If you are in this state where you have that hair on the side and you're wondering how will it look, here's a whole bunch of different guys, and you see that every one of them looks better with it done.
Don't you think so, Pierre?
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. CNN, I watch a lot of the cable news networks, and CNN has this really interesting, very bright guy, commentator, David Gergen.
Yeah.
Been around for a long time, worked in Republican and Democratic presidential campaigns and White Houses, and bright guy, moderate, very interesting guy to listen to. But he had the worst comb over of all time.
It was a disaster.
I mean, it was like a foot on one side, and and he pasted it over on one side, and sometimes it would detract from me from what he was saying.
Yeah.
And he recently did this, and he looks much better.
Yeah.
If you're hanging on to that, it's not a flattering.
Well, you're not fooling anybody.
No,
you're not fooling anybody.
And it's also so much freaking work.
Yeah. All right, so we did it.
I wonder
it.
How they get it to paste over.
They use paste.
Okay. Because, like, I mean, and no disrespect intended, but I'm wondering what the president would look like coming out of a swimming pool.
Well, they actually did a breakdown of their best guess on how that is combed together.
Okay.
With the diagram and angles and directions, and it's available online if you look at it. Somebody, like a real stylist, broke it down. It wasn't meant to be. It was just like... this is the best we can figure about how that is combed together.
Okay.
And they were doing it in a very clinical way. And so if you really want to take a peek into what's involved,
It probably takes an entire clinic to do it.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. Okay.
All right, interesting. All right, well, listen, we need to do the letter of the day. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Now, the Daily Letter.
And the Preston and Steve Show brought to you today by the letter.
N as in Nottingham.
All right, N as in Nottingham. Yes. We have a pair of tickets to see Marilyn Manson and Rob Zombie at BB&T Pavilion Thursday, August 9th, and passes to meet either Rob or Marilyn, your choice. And some tickets remain at Ticketmaster.com. So we only have two more. Two! Utah, two.
Yeah.
And that's it. And then we give away that word, or the word of the week prize. So, Pierre, what's coming up on the program today?
We will have cool workforce blocks, which include Nirvana and Skillet and Neil Young. We will also get to a another pair of tickets for the Smashing Pumpkins to give away for their show on Saturday. We have a great deal going, by the way, for that. You can get, for $50 in honor of our 50th birthday, you can get four tickets for the Pumpkins for $50, which
wow.
is pretty amazing. WMMR.com has all the info on that. That's plus service charges. But even with those, probably coming to about $95 for four tickets, which is pretty amazing.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Also, WellsFargoCenterPhilly.com tells you more on that. But we'll also have tickets for Rise Against coming to Festival Pier, and that's August 4th, and the vinyl cut, so it's going to be a fun day.
Love it. All right, let me take a moment to thank our sponsors. Preston and Steve Show is brought to you today by Dunkin' Donuts, the official coffee of the Preston and Steve Show. The Preston and Steve Show runs on Dunkin'. Also brought to you by Winter Airport Parking, the 2017 Reader's Choice Award winner from the Philadelphia Inquirer. Tomorrow on our program, we have actor Kari Payton getting in touch. He played King Ezekiel on The Walking Dead.
Yes.
I love that guy. And we also have Andrea Helfrich. The Flyers Ice Girl auditions are taking place. So Andrea is going to be popping in to give us the details on that.
Wow.
That is it. We are done. Rage on. Have a great day. We'll do this thing again tomorrow, friends. Bye-bye.
The Preston and Steve love you, hate you line.
To the ignorant, take their kids to restaurants. The sugar bowl is not a toy, and neither is the jelly caddy. Bring something to keep your little slobbering child occupied while you're waiting for your food.
Next message.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Walk off homer in the bottom of the 16th. Go, Phillies.
Next message.
Really, Google? You tell me 10 minutes before I leave that the bridge is a little busy. 6 minutes till I'm in the line to get on the damn bridge. Then you tell me it's a 20-minute wait. You, Google Maps. You.
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You line.
Call 484-434-1333.
MMR rocks.
Brought to you by DellToyota.com and DellChevrolet.com.
Jack, sell them for less.